If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
What? Who said that? I did. Why did I say that? Oh, I think you know why I said that. I think it is very apparent. I think it goes without saying. Bear with me. There's a point there. But what is the point? I don't understand what he's saying. It seems a little shady. It seems a little foggy. Well, it's not a little foggy. There's really something going on.
What you gotta say now, bitch? What you gotta say now? You ain't got shit to say, motherfucker. What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch? What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch?
K-Rock is the greatest radio station in the world.
Because y'all keep it funky.
And?
And juicy.
What?
And now.
How you keep it funky and juicy? Is the funk is the rhythm and all that jazz and the soul of the music and all that stuff, but you gotta be lubricated now, almost like snot, you know what I mean?
Our feature presentation.
That is the way to describe it.
Come on.
That's our
doing it wrong.
That's our security guard, Charles.
You're doing it wrong.
Who's
Charles.
Awesome. It's kind of like snot. You don't ever want to say that sentence for any reason.
I don't. Yeah, and I don't know why anyone would ask Charles to further explain what he means by keeping it juicy. I think that's best left to a much more timid imagination than he has.
Wow.
Charles.
That dude's the best. There's a new series of him on at krock.com, Kevin and Bean page, video.
We're going to take your phone calls for the Thursday edition of Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. Did you see the very funny Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden tape going around yesterday?
No. Mm-mm. Sex tape?
No, he was on. They had all the morning shows yesterday. The morning television shows were doing, post discussion on the president's speech. So they had Joe Biden on to talk about the stimulus package, and they were asking him about the website. You know, the website that they set up so that Americans can track where all the money's going.
Right.
And he couldn't remember the name of the website.
Oh, good.
Very funny. Check it out.
By the way, do you know the website?
You know, I'm embarrassed. Do you know the website number?
By the way, that's an excellent touch. The website number.
Who has the number?
There's a guy who is in touch with technology right there, huh?
You know, I'm embarrassed. Do you know the website number? I should have it in front of me, and I don't.
All right.
I'm actually embarrassed.
I'm going to call your office directly, and get it later.
It is recovery.
I'm on the news.
I can't believe they did that on the CBS Early Show. That's awful.
That is awesome.
You don't do that to the vice president. So.
The site he went to was... Oh, that's not what they're looking for at all. You know? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Kevin Abijo, Thursday the 26th of February, Ola.
Oh, my bad. Wow. I'm just so used to you not doing it.
I know. I was thinking just a second ago... I should never say the date again because it drives Bean so crazy.
No, I just play it anyway. I'm fine with it. Once I hit the button, it's out of my system. I don't even think about it again.
All right, good. Your phone calls now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. It is Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
This is an outstanding time of day to call, by the way. If you've always wanted to get on the air and talk about something and have never thought you could get through, at least at 5:30 a.m., you got a shot at it. So if you want to call now, 1-800-520-1067, get on the air, get a prize. Today it's a $25 crown card from Burger King. Apparently, Kevin, you can have it your way with a $1 double cheeseburger at Burger King. How about that?
That's a deal.
You could get 25 of those at a time.
You certainly
That's
could.
That's right.
That's a
great idea. Yeah, then you'd be set for the whole weekend.
All right, let's... start with Matt this morning in Los Alamitos. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on, dude? Hey, so did you guys hear that the Octomom got a $1 million offer to do porn?
We did. Vivid Entertainment offered her $1 million to do porn and also complete dental coverage and health coverage for her kids if she became a contract player, which means, you know, multiple porns.
Right.
Yeah, well, I heard that the contract was that she had to do 8 guys in one movie.
Well,
see
what you did there? 8 daddies.
Look, they'll give her. She'll probably get pregnant from every one of them too. $1 million for her to do the porn. How much will they pay me to not watch it?
I know.
You wouldn't watch it, honestly.
No.
Oh God, no. Psycho Mike. Absolutely.
Psycho Mike would definitely watch it.
I think I would want to watch it, but I would want to get it from somebody else so I didn't give her any money.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But I would watch it. Like, you wouldn't watch it if you got it, somebody sent it to you, Matt or Bean? You wouldn't?
I wouldn't. Mm. You know what? I mean, I just know what her body must look like just based on the pregnancy photos and knowing that she had the big cesarean. I'm not interested in seeing that body.
Mm.
At all. And she's not hot enough to want to see have sex.
Well, she's that line is pretty low.
I agree.
You don't have to be hot at all. Really?
Generally that's so. But that's for women that you don't have any feelings for or against at any
way. That's true. If you don't hate them already.
You already hate her and you just don't. I mean, it would not be enjoyable for me to watch her have fun. Now, if she was miserable and crying, maybe I might want to watch it.
Oh, that's ugly. All right, let's go to Robert in Long Beach. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, yesterday I took the day off of work, but, you know, I turned on TV, and guess what? Dr. Phil was interviewing Octomom.
Dr. Phil.
And I couldn't believe it. I hate Dr. Phil, but I had to watch it.
It was like a train wreck, right?
Yeah, like a train wreck.
Yeah.
I had to watch it, and even though I hate Dr. Phil...
Did he tell her,
you need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now?
He almost went that far, but he kept badgering her about, you know, hey, don't you think that was a mistake? And she kept saying, no.
Not a mistake.
Not a mistake.
Did he say,
you got a problem, lady?
There are some people who cannot conceive of a scenario where a baby is a mistake because they believe that babies come from God and they're, you know, precious little jewels. And however many you have, that's how many you're supposed to have, which doesn't explain why she couldn't get pregnant because God didn't want her to have babies.
Right.
So she had to go to man in order to fertilize
it. That is such a good point, Bean.
14 kids, though. That even for most people who believe that, 14 kids,
yes,
they would go, no, that's a bad idea.
That's
right,
insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is interesting. I've never seen this happen before, but Access Hollywood, the entertainment show, they decided this week that they are, and I've never seen them take a stand. Now, with all the awful stories that they've covered over the years with celebrities and terrible behavior.
Don't even try to tell me they're not covering Octomom because it's below their standards.
They're not covering Octomom because it's below their standards.
F them.
They
feel don't like standards.
Apparently they do in this case because
please.
They feel like it's giving her exactly what she wants, which is fame. And I don't know how you draw that line when you cover Paris Hilton.
You
know, who's exactly the same. Well, they did.
I'm going to say there's no possible way that they really felt that way.
They're just doing this to get attention.
Maybe they're doing it to get attention, have an angle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Kevin's right.
It's like,
I mean,
come on.
How many times did he do like the in-depth investigation of Anna Nicole Smith's coffin with Larry Burkhead, and now they're going to tell us that
well,
they did
7 days a week? Well, that's more of an extra or an inside edition thing. But, I mean, they do cover celebrities who clearly are just out to be famous for nothing.
Of course.
So, I don't know. I don't know how they came to this decision, but apparently that's what they're going with, and they make it sound like the reaction has been very positive from the viewers. So.
Dr. Phil, your final thought on her?
F you effing bitch.
Okay.
Wow. Harsh.
Let's go to Eric and Chino, by the way, on line three with Kevin's favorite topic that I insist we talk about every day through the end of October. Hey, Eric, you're on the Kevin Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Eric?
Yeah, Bean, can you smell the green grass and the crack of the bats going on in Arizona and Florida right now?
Like, I didn't have my radio on at high noon yesterday for the very first spring training game between the Mariners and the Padres.
Can't
I
do
was
it.
Loving
oh, dear
it.
God. I didn't even
do
know
it.
What he was
Can't
talking
do
it. About.
Can't
at
do
first.
It. Can't do it. We don't do it for basketball. We don't do it for hockey. We don't do it for any other sport.
Spring training is way better in baseball, though, than it is when they ramp up for the other sports. Baseball is dead to me. By the way,
I remember a little boy who said,
baseball is dead to me.
Yep.
Yeah, what was I so hurt about that time?
Oh, maybe that the Mariners were mathematically
eliminated
from
spring
the playoffs
training?
In like April.
Baseball is
dead to me.
I was thinking about you and the King yesterday because after 61 years in Florida, the Dodgers now are holding spring training in Phoenix.
Yeah.
You and Dave need to road trip out there, man, and see yourself some baseball.
You certainly could.
I definitely thought about it.
First time you've ever had the opportunity to go see them in spring training.
It's true. I'm going to the World Baseball Classic this year, so that's going to like tie.
Yes.
Me over.
Can I come with you?
If you want, it's at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, I don't really.
Well, that's going to tie me over, but it was intriguing, the idea of going.
Yeah, Eric is absolutely right. It is so exciting when spring training begins. In fact, the Mariners are playing the Dodgers tomorrow.
I remember,
by the way,
just like it was yesterday, the day after the World Series.
Yes, it's over. We're done. No more baseball. No more boring baseball.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, it was such a good day.
It was.
This may be kind of messed up, but am I the only one getting a boner right now?
I couldn't be more excited.
Yes, is the answer to that. And one more call. Let's go to Derek in Riverside. Good morning, Derek.
Yeah, Derek.
What's going on?
Hi, Derek.
Hey, woman. Hey, you guys see this thing about the media, how they just keep running with this, about that police beating that was in Orange County that actually looks absolutely legit. This guy's stabbing himself and trying to stab the dog and stab the officers. And they're saying the officers were punching him and kicking him. And I'm like, give me a freaking break. This guy's lucky he ain't dead.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I agree with everything you said.
Everybody has a different interpretation of whether it's police violence or not. And the police will tell you, you don't know what it's like until you're in that situation where you're trying to restrain a guy with a knife. And other people will say, you know, hey, they should never lay a finger on him. I mean, that's a very difficult situation to judge when you're not there. It really is.
This lady in the studio just kept talking about how LAPD would never do this and that. I wanted to punch her in her face. Are you kidding me? I'm like, where is your training coming from? That's amazing behind that desk. That's awesome.
Hey, listen, newscasters have to be former police persons. That's true. That is true.
Good call.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? Thursday morning. Right. Where in the world is Amy Winehouse? I think we're getting closer. We've talked to three different resorts in St. Lucia about Amy Winehouse, and all of them, oddly enough, said, oh, she just left. Not the island, but just that resort. Yeah. She apparently is making her way through each resort.
We're bound to catch up with her, right?
There can't be that many.
Mm-mm.
So we're going to call again today and see if we can find out where she is. We're going to talk to her. We're going to ask her if she's coming to Coachella.
Okay.
I saw on the news yesterday that her husband got out of prison/rehab, whichever one he was in. Yesterday was the day he was released, and now he's on his own and out, and I don't know if that will be the incentive she needs to head back to England or not, but there may be some movement on that.
I don't see any incentive, because one thing I've learned through us trying to find Miss Winehouse, looking at Miss Cleo and Alex researching these resorts, St. Lucia is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
It is awesome.
There's no reason for her to leave, and doesn't that... That dude, her husband, doesn't he not want her anymore?
No.
Well, who knows? So. They seem to have one of those relationships where they hate each other and can't live without each other. So we'll see. But it certainly has had time to cool down since he's been locked up for over a year.
We also have tickets to the Watchmen premiere.
That's coming
up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Bean's wife tried to move away from him. And apparently she unfortunately had to go back. But she went to Tokyo for how long? Bean, a week?
She was there for a week, a little more. I never got that she was trying to move away from me. It just seemed like it might have been vacation.
Right. No, I know. Yeah. but there's a lot of weird stuff going on in Tokyo.
Yay!
A lot of weird stuff. And that's our world tour. We're going to send somebody to Tokyo to see Rise Against. Stop it. For example, did you know that you can rent a cat in Tokyo? You can rent a cat.
I think that's nice. But it's
not for the cat.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
Kevin.
You know
I hadn't
what I'm saying
about that.
Who are the people
actually,
that are renting
they're
the
not
cat?
Probably just petting it.
What
they?
Kind of background check is going on there?
Oh, now I'm just.
Well, I don't think you take the cat home with you. I think you go to
but
a place where you sit with the cat.
What if they let you be in a room alone with the cat?
Yeah, see,
that's what I'm saying. I hope that's not going.
That's
on.
That's bad.
You can also have a little twink feed you cake. There. That can happen. No sex, supposedly no sex, but just feed me cake. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
They really have kinky down to a science.
I love that place. So we'll find out some more information like that. We have a dude on the phone today who's going to tell us that God not only approves of divorce, actively loves it.
Encourages it?
Wants it to happen more than it's happening now.
Wow. 50%, what? I feel like we're doing our job.
Who could have guessed that? We're trying. I mean, we're doing our best to ruin it, but apparently it's not enough.
We've all contributed. Psycho Mike's next, so, I mean, we're doing our part.
Citizen's arrest. We've got to find out people who've done that in the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay.
I'm so fascinated by that. I need to arrest someone.
How do they not just walk away?
I don't know. But I need to make a citizen's arrest. And it might be on you today. So watch your P's and Q's.
All right.
And a new website that Bean is obsessed with, we will tell you about just after 6 o'clock as well.
Okay.
I like turtles.
We will take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat.
Ralph Garman is on vacation this week. We are taking turns filling in on the Showbiz Beat about this time before every hour. And I believe it's the Kevin edition up now.
Selma Hayek just got married, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She married this billionaire, Francois-Henri Pinault.
Yes.
Who, if I recall from last week, is not just a billionaire. He's worth $17 billion. He's not one of those barely a billion guys that can't get a chick.
He has a mansion in Paris where they are going to live together part of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're that rich, you never live in just one place, Kevin.
Otherwise, he will continue to live in France and she here in Los Angeles.
Because she has to work.
And her daughter, I guess, is home here. But why do you marry Salma Hayek if you don't get that full time? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he has Penelope Cruz living with him in France, probably.
Oh, that's true.
Think about that.
That's true. I guess I could see that. But you would think that's the reason you marry Salma Hayek, is to get her in the house.
And you never let her go.
Exactly. Usher and his wife don't have great communication. Tamika Foster is his wife's name, according to In Touch magazine again. The singer was rehearsing for the Grammys when he got word that his wife had gone into cardiac arrest while having liposuction. He said, she's having liposuction?
She was in Brazil, right?
I don't know.
I wonder if he even knew that.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't know that she was having liposuction. He didn't even know she was in surgery.
Yeah, but did he know she was out of the country? That's what I was curious about.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like, how little do these people talk?
That's the secret to a celebrity marriage, I think.
Just don't tell. Apparently, don't ask, don't tell.
Don't talk. Don't live close.
When we talked about, and there were early reports that she died from that plastic surgery, and we were like, what's the deal with going to Brazil? I mean, if you live in America, why do you go out of the country for surgery? And we got a lot of emails from people who said that Brazil is considered one of the best places in the world to go. They have great doctors there for this sort of thing. But
Triple K woman went.
The Brazilian butt lift was developed there. Hence
maybe
the name.
That's what it is. It's not just that the doctors are better. It's just that they'll do more stuff. Like, if you've got the money, they'll do it whether it's good or not.
Yeah.
Which I find encouraging. I like that.
Sure.
Big thumbs up.
You know how there's been rumors forever about Madonna and Alex Rodriguez from the Yankees?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
New York Post page 6 gossip column reports that he has been trying to buy a place right next to hers.
Interesting.
Right really? Next to hers in Manhattan.
That doesn't mean anything, Kevin.
With an underground tunnel so they can go back and forth to their various places and no one can see them. By the way, A-Rod got booed like crazy at spring training yesterday, Kevin.
Awesome.
You know what his answer was to that?
Right.
Just jacked one like 500 feet.
And everybody went, yeah!
Yep. Oh, yeah. A quick memory.
Wow. Paris Hilton has a jealous boyfriend.
I didn't know she had a boyfriend.
His name is Doug Reinhardt.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is according to New York Post page 6. Remember the tape that I played you the other day of Paris rapping with Snoop Dogg?
Right.
Trying to rap?
You know what I really want to do?
So dope.
I want to freestyle with you.
All right.
You started off, I'm going to get the end.
Yo, what's up? My name's P. Hizzle. I'm chilling in the Clizzle with my homeboy, Snoop Dizzle. He's sexy, he's fine. He is the man of our time.
Yeah.
I love him. I love being in the club. I'm serving drinks, and I'm a thug.
Yeah.
She is a thug, first of all.
Mike actually took his headphones off so he wouldn't have to hear that.
Really?
Yep. I applaud your decision, Mike.
But she's P. Hizzle.
True.
How can you get past that?
I can't dispute that she is P.
Hizzle. She's P. Hizzle.
She wears miniskirts and is promiscuous.
Well, apparently this dude, Doug Reinhardt, who I think is a hockey player, is upset because she's spending too much time with Snoop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Snoop's got it going on.
Yes, he does, by the way. By the way, here's another thing. If a girl is attracted to Snoop, you lose. You know why? You're not Snoop. That's right. Why.
He has a wife and like 3 kids and he still wins.
There are some people who you just have to go, well, sure can't compete on that level. Godspeed. Hugh Hefner is asking Kate Winslet if she would like to grace the pages of Playboy magazine.
Well, she will drop her clothes on a dime.
She used to.
Yeah, she just said she wasn't going to do that anymore.
When did she make that promise? She said, I'm not going to do nude scenes anymore.
This past month, I mean, in this round of interviews leading up to the Oscars.
Maybe she thought that's why she wasn't winning an Oscar, and now that she has won an Oscar, didn't hurt her, she should continue it.
I agree. Look,
maybe she wants to eat a little more.
That could be too.
Lots of people win Oscars for roles in which they get naked.
That's right. Let's not discount that.
Charlize Theron, Halle Berry. I mean, there's been a lot of them in recent years, so that definitely does not stand in the way. I mean, Marissa Tomei was practically naked in all of The Wrestler. She just got nominated for an Oscar this time. I mean,
she should have, too.
You.
The Inquirer is claiming, and this is the one of the weirdest stories I've ever seen. You know Warren Beatty, 71-year-old movie star?
Is he 71 now?
Yep, wow. 71. They're claiming that he's trying to talk Lindsay Lohan into moving in with him and his wife, Annette Bening.
Are they going to adopt her?
Lindsay Lohan is 23. He's 71.
Uh-huh. Well, what are you suggesting, Kevin?
The tabloid says Warren has offered her a role in his next movie and wants her to move into one of his guest houses so they can work on their parts together.
Airtight.
Yeah, those parts. Those are the parts he wants to work on getting together.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust Warren 5 feet. I'll
tell you that. How bizarre is that?
That guy, he's done every trick in Hollywood in his day anyway.
But let me ask you about this, Lisa, because, he was the most famous. I mean, he and Nicholson and a couple of others were famous for just having every actress in Hollywood. Since he married Annette Bening, have you ever heard even a squeak that he's cheated on her?
Not a word.
It doesn't seem like he completely turned it off.
Yep. He did.
But now
he's 71.
That's true. And Lindsay Lohan looks good to him.
Dude, I only have a few years left.
23 years old. Hey, move into the guest house. We need to work on our roles.
I wonder what Annette thinks of that.
You can't be in a movie together unless you're living in the same house, Kevin. You know that.
Correct.
Can't rehearse. There's nowhere to rehearse unless you're at home.
And finally, High School Musical stars Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens are getting married.
No, really?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me rethink that.
This weekend's edition of the National Enquirer supermarket tabloid claims that the 21-year-old Zac proposed to the 20-year-old Vanessa during a trip last month when they were in Japan.
Hey! High School Musical, who says we have to let it go. It's the best part we've ever known. Step into the future.
She is, she's no good for him. I'm sorry.
She's way hot, and I don't buy this story because he's marrying a girl. And what sense does that make?
I don't either.
Honestly, what sense does that make?
How dare you?
Celebrity birthdays, the keyboardist for Journey. Bean, I'll give you $20 if you can tell me his name.
Oh, that's Jonathan Cain.
Oh, my.
You got the list there, don't you?
No, he's pretty well known. Mike, you'll back me up. You knew that, too.
He's also done a lot of studio work for other bands. He's
and put out solo albums, the whole deal. But he's not just the nameless, faceless musician.
Wow.
Wow, they could go on for 5 minutes.
Right, listen.
Shut up, you two.
Thank you, Lisa. Michael Bolton is a beautiful 56.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Erykah Badu is 38.
I wonder how little Mars is doing.
Well, I'm sure she's tweeting about it.
Corinne Bailey-Ray is 30.
Yeah. Who?
Really?
Wish we had some tape on that, but we sure don't.
Oh, yes, we do.
Corinne Bailey-Ray. An unforgettable moment with An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Ray. Wow. Corinne Bailey-Ray. An unforgettable moment with
Let's do it again.
Do it live.
We'll do it live.
He goes, like, he doesn't
I have to say, February 26th is like my birthday.
How dare you?
Every year. I'm so
And the bassist excited. For Rage Against the Machine, the best band alive, Timmy Comerford, is 41 years old. And that's the K-Rock Show Biz.
We get it. They repeat it a lot in the song. We know, Kevin. We get it. A
lot of repetition there is what I'm saying.
A lot of support for your hate for that Beyonce song yesterday after we handled
that on the air. Yeah, I was surprised because everyone here sort of likes it except for me. So I thought I was standing alone again.
Apparently you're not this time.
Got some support.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. What's up with citizens' arrests? We're going to need your story. If you've ever been citizen arrested or you ever done some citizen arresting, you ever been around to see some citizen arresting, we need to know how it works and why it's not done more often because Kevin is convinced that he's going to do it.
I was born for that. I mean, I really think I was born to make an arrest.
So the problem is no one's accosted you yet?
Correct.
So that you can arrest them because you would in a second.
And I need to shout. It's part of my nature. I need to shout, freeze, mother effer. I just need to shout that out at the top of my lungs. So let us know. And by the way, also maybe a cop who's listening can give us the guidelines.
Because I'm sure that it is abused also. I'm sure that people do not have a clear understanding of how a citizen's arrest works, so they just do what they think is right, and maybe you're not allowed to punch a guy in the face while you're waiting for the police. I don't know.
Or grab him and throw him to the ground or something and sit on him, which is what I would do.
Take your calls in about 10 minutes, and we also have the story of how Nikki Hilton, who is the last person on earth you would expect to make a citizen's arrest, how she did one in Hollywood. First, though, there's a new website. It's been up for less than a month, and it has become insanely popular around the world. In fact, here's how I knew we had to talk about this on the air because the K-Rock listeners every 15 minutes are sending us a link to it. Because apparently it is the greatest time waster on online this week, and it is called FMyLife.com. Although I haven't checked. I don't know if it's FMyLife.com will get you to the site or if you have to spell out what the F works for.
Oh.
I don't know how that
because you just clicked on the link?
Yeah.
Exactly. I think you do have to spell it out. At least that's the link I saw.
Okay. And basically what it is it's very short. It's Twitterific, basically. It's, you know, one or two lines where people tell why their life is effed. They tell something that happened to them that day that makes their life be effed. Now, whether people are just making them up because they're funny or not, I don't know. And frankly, I don't care because so many of these things are so wonderful. You certainly want them to have happened to people.
Sure.
For instance, today I went to my first strip club for my friend's birthday. I also found out what my girlfriend does for a living. F my life. I mean, that's a perfect example of what you get when you go to this site.
That sounds made up, but I hope it's true as well.
Today, I farted in my cubicle thinking no one would smell it. 2 seconds later, everyone came into my cubicle to wish me and sing happy birthday. Well, that's just bad news.
Mm.
F my life. Today, a customer that I've been waiting for years came into the, that I've been waiting on for years came into the restaurant after a long absence. I said to him, hey man, it looks like you lost a lot of weight. How'd you do it? He replied, I got cancer.
F nice.
My life. Today, my mom decided to give me relationship advice. She told me the key to a happy and successful relationship was letting your man explore all your orifices.
Nope.
F my life.
Nope.com.
Nope. Today, I went to get a condom because my boyfriend and I were going to have sex for the first time. When I opened the drawer, I saw that every single condom had a Jesus pin stabbed through it and a note on top that said, love mom, F my life.
Oh, no, no, no.
Today, my hard drive on my computer crashed with all my files on it. I took it to my dad, who's a computer analyst, to see if he could recover anything. The only thing he was able to salvage was my illustrious collection of porn, F my life.
Well, that's not bad. That's good.
You don't want to have that conversation.
No, but at least you saved the porn. Right?
Today, I went to have dessert with my boyfriend. We ordered some Jell-O. I said that I love Jell-O because it's so fun and jiggly. My boyfriend said, like you, except for the fun part, F my life.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Today, my boyfriend gave me a card for my birthday and told me to open it in 10 minutes after he leaves. Well, I waited 5, and the card had said, sorry, it's not working out, but here's $20. F my life.
Well, look, he gave her a consolation prize.
It's not it. No, that's nice. That's not what you want.
You don't want that, but $20 is better than nothing.
Today was the first time I had sex with a guy that I really like. I took off my shirt and my bra, and he said, wow, that's disappointing. F my life.
No one ever said that.
You don't necessarily want to hear a critique as you go. Kevin, you're too caught up in whether they're true or not.
Yeah.
You have to roll
just
with how...
Just imagine the
just
moment.
Accept
that's
them
all.
As truth.
Yes.
Imagine right. How funny they are if they are.
Okay.
Today, my mother and I got into a huge fight about me being a lesbian. The argument ended with me saying, F you, to which she responded, I bet you'd probably like to. F my life. That's a terrible. You don't want that. Today, I heard my sister masturbating in her room. I took the dog around the block to get out of the house, and when I came back, I saw her leaving her bedroom with my electric toothbrush in her hand.
Oh, I hope that's true.
F my life.
I hope that one's true. That's the best.
Today I found out that I'm being sued for losing a set of wedding photos that I took. I lost them by being mugged on the way home after the shoot, and $10,000 worth of equipment was stolen from me at the same time. F my life.
Wow.
On top of that, you get sued for having the photos stolen. Come on, that hurts. Couple more from the FMyLife.com website. Today I saw an elderly man fall in a crosswalk, so I jumped off my bike to help. As I helped him across the street, the light turned green. At that point, I noticed my phone had fallen out of my pocket in the street and was being run over by several cars. I then watched across 6 lanes of busy traffic as someone stole my bike. F my life. That's a bad day. And finally, today my mom said, you and your dad like all the same foods, right? Try this for me. Then she proceeds to give me a strawberry-flavored jelly. I said, hey, that tastes good. And asked what it is she gave me. It's my new nipple cream. I want to surprise your dad tonight.
Oh,
F my life.
Oh.
Those are great.
So that's just those are all from the last 12 hours, by the way. There's thousands of them, and they're putting new ones up all the time. So if you want to go to the site, I think you'll enjoy it. I mean, look, that's what you do at work is you look for internet sites to waste time until the bell rings, right?
That's true, especially if you're having a rough day or week.
Exactly.
You go to this, you feel a little bit better.
Exactly.
About your own.
Please enjoy. Was Nikki Hilton at the West Hollywood IHOP at 4 a.m. getting free pancakes on National Pancake Day? Is that why she was there?
The details of the story are not that complete.
Okay.
Because when TMZ put it up, I don't think they cared what her order was.
I do. I just wondered if she's getting the chocolate chip pancakes or not, because
they're
so good.
Nikki Hilton was outside the IHOP in West Hollywood, and although V misses the actual thrust of this story.
Yes.
At 5 a.m., a homeless dude pushed her to the ground, and she called a citizen's arrest. She sat on him with another waitress, apparently. until the cops got there, who I think were inside the restaurant. Listen to this story from E! Online and then tell me how I can do this because I need to make an arrest.
Nikki Hilton is more than a fashionista hotel heiress. She's a bona fide badass. The 25-year-old clothing designer made a citizen's arrest outside a West Hollywood IHOP after some homeless guy allegedly shoved her to the ground. Bad move, bro. Bad move.
Okay, listen.
Who's that girl? Who is she? Doing the story.
I think it's some dude from E! Online.
Oh.
I think. I can't tell.
I can't tell if it's a guy or a girl.
Whoever it is should not use the words bona fide badass.
Or bad move bro.
Or bad move bro.
Because little did he know, this former model turned hobo cop would jump back to her feet and let the tiger out of the cage.
Okay, listen.
Oh, dear God.
We're trying to focus on the citizen's arrest here, but he's making it hard.
That's right. An off-duty sheriff's deputy who was inside the restaurant at the time heard the commotion and went out to discover that Ms. Hilton and a waitress were holding the perp on the pavement. Nikki was unharmed in the incident, but the transient was cited for misdemeanor battery.
They don't have a lot of standards for announcers on E! Online, apparently.
No.
And why did they hire Joe Satriani to back him up? That's what I'm trying to do.
At full volume.
Yes.
I don't understand that either.
All right. We got a cop on the phone, so this will answer our initial question on what are the rules on citizen's arrest. But we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. If you have ever been the arrester or the arrestee or you've seen it up close, you've got a story that you can share because we need to find out more about this because it does happen and it's crazy. Hey, Luther from Compton. Welcome to the Kevin DeMeade Show. How are you, my friend?
Good, thanks.
Okay. Good. Citizen's arrest. That's a real thing that people can do, right?
It's a real thing. I'm not a cop, but it is a real thing. Everybody as a citizen has the right to arrest somebody if they've witnessed a misdemeanor or a felony. The only thing is that right after you tell them that they're under arrest and for what, you have to call the cops immediately to come and pick them up.
Right.
But what can you do to detain them? What's legal?
Because I see me like holding onto a dude's leg while he drags me down the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You tie him up?
Wait a minute. Where are you getting your information if you're not a cop?
I went through training for being a guard.
Okay.
All right. A door shaker at a mall.
Okay.
Guy with a segue. We got you. Okay. All right.
Hey,
so,
you know, one more thing for you white devils over there.
You
guys familiar with L. Ron Hubbard?
Sure.
Have you ever researched his correlation with Aleister Crowley?
What the hell are you talking about,
length,
Luther?
By the way,
and
at
why?
Length, I've memorized that whole argument. All right, we got to go. Thank you, Luther.
That's not really the topic on the table, but good phone screening. All right, let's try Raul in Northridge on line two. Raul apparently has been the arrestee, from what I understand. Hey, Raul, welcome to the Kevin DeMeade Show.
You got
hey, what's going on, guys?
Somebody citizen arrested you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
What did you do?
I was in a donut shop, and a guy in front of me was getting annoying, and I ended up having words with him. I ended up slapping the guy, and the guy behind me put me in a bear hug and started screaming, citizen's arrest.
Awesome! Now, what did you do?
Well, after about a couple of minutes of trying to fight with the guy, he just kept on screaming, citizen's arrest the whole time. finally, I got back to my feet, ended up beating on him.
Yes.
And then on my way out, the cops were pulling up. So
he actually accomplished it.
Wow, I'm impressed.
He accomplished getting the beating.
Well, yeah, but he also accomplished getting you arrested. He slowed you down enough, right?
Yeah, I ended up catching two assault charges because of the guy.
Fantastic.
Well, you're not a nice person.
The guy in front of me kept on complaining that his frosted donut had sprinkles touching it.
Yeah.
I know, but you slapped him.
No, he did the right thing.
Oh, God.
5 minutes for one donut.
Sometimes you have to be slapped.
But what about L. Ron Hubbard, though? What about that?
What about that guy and Alison Krauss or whatever that was about?
Aleister Crowley, right. Yeah. What about that? So I do want to hear from a police officer. We have plenty of other calls coming in. But if you can fill us in on the specifics of the law and how it pertains to citizen's arrest. Like, for instance, are you liable if somebody tries to citizen's arrest you and you run? Is there any kind of a charge about avoiding arrest, for instance? You know, I mean, that's the kind of question I have.
Because I expected that last guy the guy was jumping on his back in the donut shop. I just expected him to throw him off and walk out.
Right.
I figured that was what would.
Well, you'd have to be a big guy. To probably detain someone who didn't want to be detained, I would think. But that's why I was asking the other guy, like, can you tie him up? Is that legal? What can you do?
That'd be good. I got to tie someone up.
Let's do one more before the break real quick. We got Pete in Whittier. He's on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Pete, thanks for hanging on. You saw a citizen's arrest go down, right?
Oops, sorry. Hang on 1 second. I'm having trouble with the phones. There we go. All right, Pete.
Yes.
Hi.
No, I was on my fishing boat, and my cousin tried to citizen's arrest me.
For doing what?
I had 2 fishing poles in the water at once, and my cousin started screaming, citizen's arrest. Okay, dude, let's go home. I'm like, okay, let's go home. And that was it.
What? That doesn't sound like the spirit of the law at all.
Yeah. It was a good effort, though.
Well, but there was no one out there. So when he screams citizen's arrest, who does he think's going to come to his aid?
Just us and the fish, I guess. I don't know. Send me to D.B. Jones' locker. But even to this thing, he's like, hey, dude, like, remember that citizen's arrest?
Right, but that would be like trying to run a car off the road because he didn't use a turn signal. I mean, come on, there has to be a reason enough to put a citizen's arrest on somebody beyond something so tiny.
Two
that
fishing
whole
poles.
Running the car, that's a good idea. I may try that.
Yeah. Now, when you got back to the land, did you get away?
Well, we drove together back to my house. We washed my boat, and then he went home and like, okay, we'll see you, dude.
So he never followed up on it. But to this day, he says, hey, remember when I arrested you?
Yeah, he was, remember when I tried to arrest you? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it was kind of funny. Like, it was hilarious at the time.
Well, I know right now that the first thing you have to do is yell citizen's arrest a bunch of times.
Good.
That's the first step.
But no one heard. You're in the water.
I'm going to start doing that. Anytime I see anyone doing something I don't like, I'm just going to start screaming, citizen's arrest, citizen's arrest.
Freeze, mother! That's what I got to say. I'm already practicing it. I got it. Got it down. Citizen's arrest.
You need to just drive around all over town today until you see somebody doing something that you can potentially arrest them for. Then you'll be set.
Can't I just make it up?
I don't know if that works. Mm. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We have a private investigator on the line. We'll go to in a minute who has the downside of citizen's arrest. But first, though, why don't we let's take somebody else who had a citizen's arrest put on him. Let's try Mike in Upland. He's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. This is fascinating to me. And how shocking if you're standing around with a group of people, there are no police officers present, and all of a sudden you have somebody yelling citizen's arrest, and they're trying to hold you. What must that be like?
What happened to you, dude?
Okay, so I was in a parking lot, and some lady almost hit me and my fiance, and I had some choice words for her.
Right.
And I go inside the mall after arguing with her, and I come back outside to get in my car and leave, and she's blocking my car, and there's some cops behind my car, and she puts me under citizen arrest. She says I spit in her face.
You spit in her face?
She says, but I didn't spit in her face. I had nothing to do with her. I left. You know,
is it possible that you were kind of spitting when you were yelling accidentally, and that's what she was kind of?
It's possible,
but not probable.
But that's not really the type of thing that warrants a citizen's arrest, I don't think, right?
Exactly. And the worst part about it is, I'm a teacher, and ever since then, every time I get a job, somebody coded in the arrest wrong, and it comes up as battery on a police officer.
Oh no. You can't get that fixed?
There's like 7 missing pieces to this story. That's all I'm saying.
Every time I have to go on hold for weeks because they think I beat up a police officer.
And they found you in a van with one little boy, and all of a sudden everybody looks at you funny. I know. It just gets weirder and weirder with you, Mike. All right. Thank you for the call. You need to write into F My Life, apparently, what needs to happen. All right. Let's try Allie Dixon, who is with the Orange Detective Agency, orangedetectiveagency.com. He is a private investigator. Actually, we've talked to Allie on the air before, but he just called in today because he heard this topic. Hey, Allie, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going? How's it going, Lisa?
Hi.
Citizens' arrests. What do you know about it?
Well, first, I'm not calling about Scientology, so you don't have to hang up on me.
Good. Okay, good.
Sorry about that. basically, you've got to tell the person that it's a citizen's arrest.
Right.
You also have to tell them what they're arrested for. You can't just yell out, I'm arresting you for carrying 2 beers while you're on the boat. You also have to call the police. The downside is if you make a mistake, you are going to get arrested yourself for false arrest and possibly even kidnapping, and that means state prison time.
Well, that's less attractive.
So, Bean, when you go out around town today, don't go arresting Grandma for going too fast over the speed limit.
How about going too slow, though? Because grandmas are bad at that.
Let's say I happen to walk into a Target store and I see a guy shoplifting and I think, oh, this is my chance. I'm going to put a citizen's arrest. And I tackle the guy and I hold him down. If you're saying that I got the wrong guy, for instance, then I can somehow be liable for kidnapping him because I didn't let him get up and walk away if he did nothing wrong?
Correct. I can can actually see you guys rolling around on the floor now. You would be yelling citizen's arrest, and the other guy would be yelling citizen's arrest.
Yeah, that'd be good. That would be quite a team.
Well, if you got the right guy, if you witness a misdemeanor, you can definitely hold on to somebody until the police
arrive.
But it's
still his word against that guy's word, right? I mean,
that's true,
would be really dicey.
For the most part.
Prove.
I mean, that's what happened with Nikki Hilton, and some guy pushed her, and she got up in citizen arrest.
But if there were other people witnessing it.
Yeah, I guess.
Half the time you make a citizen's arrest, the police don't even want to deal with it, so they're probably not going to take it. In this case, I'm surprised they even took an assault charge, but it was probably because it was Nikki Hilton.
And he was right there.
Yeah, he was inside the restaurant. That's true.
All right, Allie, last question for you. As a guy who has some experience with this, and you have a former law enforcement background, if I remember correctly, too, would you advise someone to ever do a citizen's arrest, or is it something that's just best left for the professionals?
Yeah, it's probably best left for a professional. Call police. Be a witness. Don't be someone involved in it, because just like the guy called earlier, you're probably going to get your ass kicked, ass handed to you.
Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for.
All right, very cool. Allie, thanks for calling. We appreciate it, dude.
Let's go to Adam in Chino, who is also a police officer. Is everything that we've talked about correct so far, Adam?
Pretty much, except that if you take a citizen's arrest and you're wrong, you probably won't get arrested for kidnapping charges. I guess in theory you could, but there's a good faith clause that says that if you're acting in good faith, they're not going to be able to do that to you. You can, however, be held civilly liable. They can sue you and win monetary damages.
Yeah. I'd rather be arrested.
Anybody can do that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Let's face it. This is no different than any other Good Samaritan ideas that people have, and then they think, you know what? It's almost not worth getting involved unless I'm saving somebody's life. It's not worth the risk that I could get turned around and get sued, and somehow this could impact me negatively. I mean, I understand why people don't want to deal with stuff like this.
And that's why the violence is raising up in Gotham, because good people do nothing!
Adam, have you ever been the police officer who has been called as a backup on a citizen's arrest?
I've been there where I've had to do it. Basically, what you do is you just show up, you listen to both sides of what happened. It's always a misdemeanor that didn't occur in the officer's presence. That's what citizen's arrests are.
Oh.
I've had it to where it's been neighbors complaining about music, so they actually citizens arrested the neighbor for the loud music. Basically, what you do is they just... You fill out the booking slip, and they sign it. They are the arresting officer. That way, if there's anything civilly that comes along, they're the ones that get held responsible for it, and it's completely out of the department and the officer's hands at that point. We basically just transport the person once they're arrested.
Oh, so you're saying that you don't sign whatever the thing is. You make the person who's citizens arresting it do it?
Yes, correct.
Probably could have asked that better.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Very informative. Thank you, Adam. We appreciate the call. Hey, let's squeeze in John from Irvine on line 4, because this sounds like a very funny citizen's arrest. Hey, John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
You were the arrestee, it sounds like.
I was. I was at a party a couple years ago at Halloween, and the bathrooms obviously are full. So we started peeing out on the front lawn.
Right.
And the neighbors, you know, the music's loud. Neighbors are complaining. So, you know, I think nothing of it. I'm drunk. So, you know, every hour I go out and piss, and I guess the neighbor gets tired of it and calls the cops, and then the final straw was I go out there, take my last piss, and he comes out, and he yells, citizen's arrest, and I got my, you know, my penis.
Right,
you're
busy, right?
Yeah, I think we understand what you're talking about.
And I'm facing the street, and I see this guy, you know, start walking towards me, and then he starts a little, you know, light jog. And I'm like, what's going on? Is this guy a cop? But no, he can't be, because he comes out of his house.
Right.
And, you know, I'm shaking, you know, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Dude, listen, we understand how that works. You don't have to give us all the gritty details.
So what happened?
Okay, well, so he bear hugged me, yelled citizen's arrest, and I'm trying to zip up, and I go down to the ground, and I'm wearing a Superman costume, and we're on the sidewalk. And I'm like, oh, is this really happening right now? So, you know, the cops are already called. So, you know, I'm basically on the cement, face down. Cops show up. What happened? Well, I got this gentleman
guy
being
urinating.
Got it. Yes.
Urinating in public, and the cops just kind of start laughing at me. I'm like, well, you know, I'm by this time I'm pretty drunk, and next thing you know, I'm getting put in handcuffs.
Wow.
The car taken down to the local PD, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
And got booked.
Son of a gun.
But, yeah. But
you're a pussy.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, honestly, why didn't you shake the neighbor off?
He was drunk.
Come on.
If it was still going, I would have just turned and, you know.
Yeah, we know. We got it.
And by the way, especially in a Superman costume, you should have been able to do better than that.
That's yeah, I know. Blown away or something, right?
All right. A dynamic and exciting story, John. Thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. 24 and a half hours from right now, we'll be making a phone call to a lucky K-Rock listener who will be winning destination number 5 of the K-Rock World Tour 2009, and that is Rise Against in Tokyo.
Yay!
All this week, you qualify by winning tickets for Rise Against and Rancid at the Forum July 11th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 10. And this hour, it's Elizabeth Dubon from Whittier. Elizabeth, thank you for listening.
All right, time for the Showbiz Beat. Ralph is on vacation, so we kind of have a rotating seat. People are different people are hosting. And right now, it is time for our producer, Alex.
Ciao! Woo. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Well, Bean, don't be nervous. Relax.
I just know you like bad things, Alex. That's
How
why I'm concerned.
Dare you? Well, first of all, apparently it pays to win an Oscar. The two little children who appeared in Slumdog Millionaire, mm-hmm. who played the two main characters when they were young.
Right.
Rubina Ali and Azra Rudin Ismail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kevin, check it. That's
yes.
professional right there.
Yeah.
They were found by casting agents in a slum in Mumbai. Apparently half the population lives in slums.
Wow.
Not really great. So they win an Oscar, they come to India, and they're superstars. So the chief minister of the Housing Association says, since the children have made the nation proud, they must be given free houses.
How about
wow.
that?
They're giving That's these great. Kids free houses. Now, Rubina is 9. She currently lives with her entire family in a one-room shack.
I hope she's leaving them behind.
No, right?
Now that she's a star.
Cribs, India. And then the 10-year-old boy, his family lived under a tarp by a busy road, but that had been demolished while he was in America.
Oh, wow. My God.
You got to be desperate so to demolish a tarp.
Now these kids right have away. Free houses. That's awesome.
And they also have awesome. Already set up education funds for them.
Yeah.
To get them through
How
school.
How about that?
So win an Oscar,
the movie
get a free house.
People did that.
It's
yeah.
Cool. India is honked up. It's apparently one of the most beautiful, wonderful countries on earth. But they have over a billion people living in that country. And they don't seem to be slowing down at all. And that, of course, is their biggest problem.
More of them need to win Oscars.
Yeah.
Well,
get
I mean,
off your
that's,
ass, people.
That's the answer.
All right, there's finally some sanity in the Octomom case. Apparently, Kaiser in Bellflower, that's a hospital where all the 8 babies are.
Right.
They're actually questioning whether they're going to release the babies to her.
Excellent. Awesome.
Yeah, apparently a Kaiser neonatal nurse explained that when you have preemies, social workers routinely will come in to determine what services are needed because preemie babies have a lot of issues. And when you have 8 of them, it's bad. And if they determine that the family is not suitable, they have to contact child services. And since she's unemployed, lives on government assistance, and her mom is already taking care of her 6 children, and her mom is $23,000 behind in their mortgage payment.
Yes.
So and if they don't pay house. That by May 5th, they're going to lose their house.
Yeah.
So homeless, no job, government assistance. I don't know how you can give 8 babies to a woman like
so
that.
So they're saying they won't?
They're saying they won't release the babies from the hospital until she gets her act together.
They just need to start a sign up. Take a number. People who want to adopt.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Come on over.
Oh, that'd be the best.
That's the best.
You know what I've been interested to note, maybe this isn't missing from the story, I've not seen, is where are all the churches that are so into have as many babies as you can stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, we'll help you with some of this money that
Dude,
you need.
Dude, I don't think there are a lot of churches that take it to that extreme. This is an absurd
yeah.
extreme. And but, I don't but think I mean, they would support
they
that.
They say have but, as many babies as you can, but not through in vitro fertilization.
Well,
right, but when she found
means,
out
yeah.
when she found out she had 8, though, and the doctors advised her to abort some to give the others a better chance of surviving. She said, no, they're all precious yeah. and I want them all. You'd think that that would have been enough of a turn on to somebody that would say, ooh, you're our kind of chick. Here's a bunch of cash.
I don't
Until
think
they
so.
Realize she's the most hated woman in America right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good. I love the hospital for doing that.
Yeah. Go Kaiser. All right.
I never
heard that. Say about
that. Shout outs to Kaiser, by
I've
the way.
I've never heard the sentence go Kaiser. Ever.
All right. Who do you guys think the most stylish male celebrity is in Hollywood?
Carrot Don't
top.
Care.
Carrot top.
Stylish male
Kevin,
celebrity.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Nice psycho. Would you say K-Fed?
No.
Not even
Would
a little bit.
Would you say K-Fed's so stylish he wants to start his own children's clothing line?
No.
I certainly hope so.
Well, I'm calling BS. I think he used it as an excuse to go to Vegas. There's a project trade show that happens in Vegas every year where people debut their new clothing line. So he apparently was there doing quote-unquote research.
Uh-huh.
But he's in talks with a guy named Gerard Juez. Who actually is legit. This guy does Charlotte Russe, American Rag, and Chico's. You guys ever need some khakis?
Chico's.
But K-Fed says, it's a really tough business. I'm trying to take it seriously and make a quality product for kids, but not have, but not make parents pay $500 for something ridiculous like a pair of jeans. He was complaining that his kids have expensive clothes.
K-Fed to the rescue.
He says, you buy your kids a pair of True Religion jeans, then they roll around in the dirt, and then a $200 pair of jeans is gone.
With why this economy, would you do that?
I'm looking to do something more reasonable. So his kids can have $200 jeans, but not your kids.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So,
thank
K-Fed.
God we got the K-Fed bailout program.
K-Fed, working. Coming to a Kohl's near you.
Good news.
All right, Kevin, you're taking Lisa on a date.
All right.
Okay,
in case you weren't aware, I think
is
you guys...
Is it a play? Because I don't really...
Well, here, you're going to be torn.
I don't do that.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Coming to Broadway.
Okay.
It's called Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, and all the music is going to be done by U2's Bono and The Edge.
That sounds pretty good.
Kevin, right?
We're going, Kevin.
That sounds pretty good.
It's going to debut at the Hilton Theater in February 2010. Directed by the woman who did the huge Lion King
spectacular. Wait, February 2010?
Yeah, you think you can make a date then?
I'm busy.
It's a whole month.
But get ready for this. It's the largest budget ever for a Broadway show. How much do you think it's going to cost?
I don't know Broadway shows. A couple million? 5 million? I don't know Broadway shows.
Dude.
How much does it?
Imagine a movie, but like a movie budget.
So like 50
million?
$40 million.
Wow.
Largest Broadway budget ever.
That is crazy because you can only get so many people into a theater and you can only charge so much per ticket.
Well, you two's doing the music, you know.
Yeah.
Still. Spidey and Tights on Broadway, go. You're going to go. Don't give me
that
look.
Well, I'm just saying. That's
Lisa's looking
I'm
at me
going.
Like, oh, I got to get a plane ticket
by
2010.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
I'll meet you there.
I'm sure you will. Save you a seat.
Just wait out back.
Oh, yeah, just hang out. Kevin will be there. All right, so a great new survey's come out. You guys have heard of like the sex pass list or your hot tub list.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Matchmaker.com has released a list of the most celebrities that if you're in a couple but your partner gives you a free pass who you'd have sex with and it's okay.
If so-and-so comes on to me, you have to understand that.
Right.
That
of course
I,
you know
totally.
So-and-so yeah. is never going to do it. It's
right.
a perfectly safe thing to say.
Right.
George Clooney.
Yeah, exactly. So
Zac Efron.
For men, the third place was Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Second place was Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Who do you think first place was?
Angelina Jolie.
Wow. Seriously, correct.
Yeah.
That was in stereo. Good job,
it's
guys.
It's pretty much a universal.
Yeah. For women, third place was Will Smith.
Okay.
Second place, George Clooney. First place, Johnny Depp. But I'm calling BS on the rest of this list. Because ready?
Where's Brad?
Well, yeah, Brad Pitt was fourth. Ooh, eked out. Sean Connery is halfway through this list.
Yes.
Have they heard
and
how he talks about women?
And Howard Stern is halfway through this list?
No.
No,
yes.
BS. Here's who they beat out. Gerard Butler?
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal and Robert Pattinson.
No, you're telling me
you'd rather get with dorky, skinny Howard Stern or old Sean Connery before some Gerard Butler 300 stud?
I think these surveys, they tell you more about who they survey.
Old women.
Yeah, than anything else. Because old
but
women
Howard
might be
Stern?
Attracted to Sean Connery, but no one else is.
No
I wouldn't
one's
think.
Attracted to Howard Stern.
No. Not even Beth, his wife.
No.
Frankly, gives me the willies.
All right, I got some celebrity birthdays for you today. Tim Comerford from a little band called Rage Against the Machine.
He's the best.
You might have heard of it. Erykah Badu and Corinne Bailey Ray all have a birthday.
But I'm sorry, who's that? Who's that second one, Alex?
Corinne Bailey Ray.
Kevin, you know her at all?
Nope.
No, maybe?
Really? Because I think we have a piece of tape.
No, nope. Perhaps.
Let me hear. Maybe I didn't pronounce it right.
Corinne Bailey Ray. An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey Ray. Wow. Corinne Bailey Ray. An unforgettable moment with Let's do it again. I was really hungover in my own defense.
Okay, so what's your defense today?
Don't have one.
Okay. And then I just wanted to give a shout-out, you know, for the K-Rock celebrity birthdays to Pete Friedenberger in Traffic.
No, how about that?
What's up, Pete? Mike Lauer.
Sweet
got a birthday
Pete.
Tomorrow.
Mike Lauer's birthday?
Tomorrow, yeah. And then Aisa Juarez.
That isn't good for you.
Favorite promo
Happy
stud.
Birthday, Aisa.
Wow.
And I just would like to tease to the K-Rock audience, do a little selfish Kevin and Bean promotion that you guys should sign up for the street team. Wink,
we can't
wink,
say that
nudge,
yet.
Nudge.
We can't say that yet.
You can sign up
we
for the street team.
We can say that.
Okay.
You can sign up.
Right.
It's really easy to do. You just go on the website.
Wink, wink,
super easy.
Nudge,
we don't
nudge.
Flood you with
but
a bunch
why
of
why
would
I want
good
to?
For you?
I
what
don't
is
know.
In it for me?
You might find out something really cool on Monday, Bean.
New picks?
Nope.
No. I wish.
We could add those in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Alex. That's your showbiz.
We got a guy who works here at K-Rock named Beer Mug, former intern of the Kevin and Bean Show, who's our guinea pig. Anytime we hear something that sounds interesting, we have him try it first before we do. And a guy called us yesterday with a recipe from prison that involves oysters, tortillas, hot Cheetos, all sorts of crazy ingredients, tuna. So we're going to be mixing it all up in a bag and having him eat it in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Can't wait to see how long he holds that down.
Yeah, that's going to go well, as all of his eating experiments do.
Yes.
Let's talk about Gene Simmons from Kiss. He is starting a new record company, but not in the United States. He's starting a new record company in Canada.
Why?
Okay.
Well, let's ask him.
Okay.
Gene, good morning.
Good morning to you. This is Gene Simmons from Kiss.
I know. That's why I said Gene, good morning.
Just thought I'd remind you.
All right.
So Simmons Records
hold
is
on,
going
hold
to be...
On, hold on. Hold on.
Yes?
Lisa May?
Yes?
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
I've been thinking about you since last time I was in the studio.
Okay.
All right.
Can I go back and ask you a question now, Gene?
Yes.
Simmons Records is only going to be looking for and signing Canadian talent. What's going on up north that we don't know about that needs your expertise?
There's a vast amount of untapped resources and very, very, very talented artists that come here, that come out of Canada,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have the business savvy. They don't have the understanding of how the record business works. And who better to come up here and teach them than Gene mm-hmm. Simmons?
But, I mean, having a lot of Canadian bands, you know, I'm thinking of the Arcade Fire and Avril Lavigne and lots yes. of other bands, yes. even in the last few years, that have been signed. They've been found through regular channels and become international hits. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like they've been missing you.
Well, truth be told, I don't want to give away too much of my business scheme because, obviously, I want to keep a lot of that a secret. That's what going to be the key to my success.
Sure.
But I may just take existing American bands, successful mm-hmm. bands, bring them up here to Canada where it's much, much cheaper to work.
Oh.
Studio time is much less. The producers who are equal, if not greater in talent, are much cheaper.
I see.
I have my whole operation up here in Canada, and I can work for much cheaper and still crank out what I think to be equal or even better products.
Huh. Are there any bands you want to give a nod to? Maybe somebody that you're excited about that the K-Rock listeners might enjoy hearing?
Are you kidding me? I have maybe 50 to 100 bands on my label.
What?
What? Come on.
Well, according to this article from the AP, you were promising to sign 3 bands in the first year.
Well, that was 2 weeks ago, I think, when I did that,
okay.
that interview. It's been a while.
Okay.
A good friend of mine, personal good friend of mine I grew up with in New York City is Dee Snider of Twisted Sister.
Right.
I'm going to bring him up here. We're working on the new Fisted Sister album.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't make their music any better just because you changed their name, Gene.
You'll see.
It
working
does
with
make...
Gene Simmons. Wait till you hear the new Depeche Load.
Oh, God.
Aren't they doing fine without you, though?
Yeah, you'll see. You'll see. Only improvements when they come up here north to work with Simmons Records.
Wow.
You've heard Fountains of Wayne.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Wait till you hear Fountains of Gene.
Okay.
Oh, I'm afraid about that.
You'd love to see the Fountains of Gene.
Nope.
No.
Gene's Addiction?
Nope. Nope.
What about MGM Teabags?
They might be good.
Nine Inch Nailed is a fantastic band.
That's yeah. actually a great name.
That
I
is good.
Tell you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa. Man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
My good friend, a guy who loves to create side project upon side project, Dave Grohl.
Yes.
I know you
right.
guys know Dave. Very
hardest
well.
Working man in show business.
Yeah, and wait till you hear the new Goo Fighters album.
Oh, wow. No. Really? Wow.
Blink 180 Goo?
Okay.
No?
Gene.
Ian MacKay and I are working on Gugazi.
Yeah. Come on.
Incubus?
Come on. That's a stretch.
Look, I've never hidden my pride in my Israeli upbringing.
That's true.
And my Jewish faith. So it was mandatory, I thought, that I work with Modest Yagu.
Gene.
And, of course, I'll be bringing back Hole and Bush.
Of course. Those are fine on their
yeah,
own.
You do with that what you meant.
Okay. You're just looking for a way to beat chicks. That's all this is about.
No, not at all. By the way, up here in Canada, they have fantastic syrup. Maple syrup up here.
I hear
delicious.
That's true. Yeah.
It's May.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, Gene.
I'm pretty sure we're done.
Bye now.
Our friend Beer Mug has joined us in the studio, former K-Rock intern, one of the best guys we know who is up for anything, and that's what I love about Mug.
Mug's, I don't know if you guys remember, tried the world record attempts with food.
Yeah.
You guys remember that? Easter Peeps, the world record was 103 in 30 minutes. Beer Mug did 55. Powdered Donuts, he ate 1.5, and the record was 5.
I could have sworn I ate more.
It was right down the list. He did about 20% of what the record was.
Wow. So he's the very definition of fail.
Now, we love hot Cheetos. Bean, you have the clip of the little kid? We should play that to get us into
do
it.
Do I ever?
All right.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
So... We've called Beer Mug in because yesterday we took a call from a dude, and this is what he said. Hey, Ben.
Yeah, I have a recipe from a California state penitentiary that includes hot Cheetos.
Okay, so it's hard to hear. Obviously, there's some noise on there. He has a recipe from jail.
Oh, yeah.
From the California State Penitentiary that involves hot Cheetos.
Okay.
So we said, tell us more.
Yeah, it takes a large trash bag.
All right, do we have a large trash bag over there? Yes. Okay.
15 top ramen soups.
15 top ramen soups? Check. Throw those in the bag?
Okay.
Have you done that? All right, let's go. Come on, peeps. We got some throwing up to do.
Hey, guys, why are we using a trash bag? They use a trash bag because they don't have anything better in prison.
Dude,
don't we have...
Authenticity!
I'm not a chef. I don't want to take liberties with this guy.
Sometimes what you mix something in makes a difference. Like, some recipes call for an earth bowl versus a metal bowl because it actually makes a difference to the food. So the trash bag may actually
add. I don't know what she's saying, but it's funnier.
She's right.
All right, so you put 15 bags of top ramen in. You almost done with that?
Yes.
All right. Wow. Let's see what's next.
Two cans of tuna.
Go ahead and pour those in the trash bag.
Oh, God.
All right.
Tuna.
It's
really?
Funny because we're barely hitting the trash bag here. It's more on the floor.
That's all right.
Thank you, because we're going to have all that for the rest
of the
day.
What's next?
Two smoked oysters.
Ew.
Two smoked oysters.
No, really?
Let's throw those in.
This is a real recipe that he told us they actually made and ate in prison.
I'm guessing.
Did they feed them slop? Is better?
I'm guessing he went home and said, you'll never believe what I told Kevin and me today.
And then we believed him, and now we're making Beer Mug do it.
Correct. All right, so we got that. What else is in?
Two cans of smoked clams.
Let's put those in.
Those are disgusting.
Miss Cleo went and bought all this so that we could feed this meal to Beer Mug.
Clams are in.
Smell in this studio is gross.
6 ounces of mayonnaise.
6 ounces of mayonnaise. Go ahead and pour that whole thing in. This studio smells.
This cannot be real, you guys.
Like ass.
Mike, is this a healthy meal? Would you recommend this to people on a diet?
Nope.com.
Just eat the Cheetos.
No. And then?
And a bag of hot Cheetos.
I'll just pour those in. All right, good.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love them so much.
You got to mix that somehow.
All right, mix it up. Take the bag, mix it up. There you go.
Dear.
Good.
Oh.
Mugs, help her mix it. Come on, work it from the bottom.
Don't let that bag break, by the way.
There you go. Good. Work it from the bottom.
Easy on the bag.
There are prison cookbooks, by the way, that you can buy.
Are there?
With recipes and stuff, yeah.
Maybe
any
put
of this
that
bad?
Plate under it.
All right.
I was impressed, and we went on to ask the guy, how do you have access to all of this food? And he says once a month you get to go to the commissary and you get to actually buy groceries. And I was just surprised that they had things like tuna and ramen and things like that you could choose from.
They do. We have a giant spoon for Beer Mug.
God's sakes.
He's putting the bag in a chair.
We're taking the bag and we have a spoon.
Yeah.
Come on, Mug.
All right. Muggs is now getting a giant spoonful of prison food.
Now, this makes a pretty good-sized portion. So
it does.
And we got to eat it all, Mug.
You know that,
right?
We want
you to eat it all. That's mostly Cheetos. You got to put in the other crap.
Hey, I don't want you to put it on a plate, dude. I want you to just take a spoonful out of the bag.
They probably have plates.
Right to the dough.
Should I throw it on a chip?
No.
Okay.
Put it in your mouth.
Here goes.
Don't throw it on chip.
That's what he said.
I got a nice chunk of fish.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos.
Here goes.
I love them so much.
Is that a Mexican computer? That was awesome.
Here goes.
All right, here we go. Giant spoonful. Yes. Yes. Best thing you've ever tasted? Best thing ever?
What's it like, Mug?
I'll tell you what, I do not want to go to prison. Oh, man.
It
does smell bad.
I feel like I should be one of those judges on Top Chef. You know, like, at first the ramen wasn't apparent, but then it hit me like a stunning performance.
What's he talking about?
I have no idea. This has made me crazy.
Okay, but I think you need to eat the whole thing. Go in the other room and eat the whole thing, though, because we don't want you throwing up in here. By the way, this is a public service.
Are you serious? No.
He's walking over to the trash. He's walking over to the trash already. Come on.
These guys did this on purpose.
We have to clean
really?
Here.
Do you think?
Right.
Is it vomitorium?
It is.
Oh, no.
Hey,
no.
Anymore. Well, I didn't finish what's on my spoon.
And we'll put the recipe up at krock.com if you would like to enjoy it.
I thought we had no reversals as a policy on this program.
We did.
What's up with Beer Mug?
Didn't take long either.
Reversal.
That was like 10 seconds.
We just had him try a prison recipe with top ramen, soup, also tuna, oysters, clams, mayo, and hot Cheetos. We're getting a bunch of emails, Kevin, because you know a large percentage of our audience has been in prison.
No, sure.
Josh writes in, hey, guys, that recipe is great. The stuff is awesome. I still make it just like that today, even though it's been more than 10 years since I've been released from prison. Hector writes in. He says, here's the problem with what you just had Beer Mug eat. The ramen is supposed to be somewhat cooked so that it's soft, and then you grind or squish the hot Cheetos into it. It spreads it out and gives a nice red color to the whole batch. Any more questions, give me a call. So Hector, apparently...
This is for real?
Yeah, people do this on purpose.
Oh, dear God.
Apparently this is for real. All right, speaking of for real, we got a press release a couple of days ago that did capture our attention. God Loves Divorce was the headline that we saw. God Loves Divorce. Apparently he thinks that there should be more divorce. In his eyes, there's not enough. There are too many marriages that endure when they should not, and that's that. The man who wrote that.
Doesn't it seem like we're doing our part by really 50% is a huge rate of failure? I mean, really, aren't we failing enough?
Well, I wanted to find out more about this and how Corey knows what God wants. So we've got him on the line right now. Corey Donaldson joins us. The book is called Don't You Dare Get Divorced Until You Read This and is available from his website, thefreedomacademy.com. Corey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
You too. You did get our attention, so the press release worked. Why does God love divorce?
All right. My research has shown that for those who get divorced for very good reasons, it always comes down to an attack on their authentic self. And that might manifest through being controlled or restricted or suffocated or being abused or even being made irrelevant. The bottom line is that for many people, getting divorced is a call to authentic living. Given that, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Do you believe that God wants people to live authentic lives and be true to who they are, or to be fake and phony?
Fake and phony.
Well, I mean, I think that that's not an either or, I don't think, Corey, because I think most people believe that God wants you to live your life according to the laws that he sets down in his word, the Bible. And that includes, it sounds like most people's interpretation of the Bible is that you're supposed to get married, be faithful to that person, and stay married forever.
Right. So let me ask you this question, because that's a great point, and I'm glad you brought it up. What do you do when your gut instinct conflicts with the beliefs that you've been taught?
Well, I think a lot of people abandon the beliefs they've been taught.
Drink heavily.
Yeah. And they get divorced. That's when they get divorced, is they say, look, I know I went into this thinking that I was going to be married forever like God told me, but I'm miserable, so I'm going to be practical and get a divorce. And that's probably something that leads to a decision that breaks a lot of marriages up.
Well, here's the thing. People don't say, I want to get a divorce because my life is going to be so much worse because I'm doing that. In my experience, interviewing people that are going through this or been through it, it always comes down to they just feel like because they're being controlled or they can't be themselves, that the only way to really step into who they really are is to move on from the relationship or to graduate.
Your press release said God loves divorce. That's not, hey, if you're having a hard time and you're not living an authentic life, maybe you should. God loves it.
God loves it, absolutely. And the reason is that God, in my experience, all the things that we go through in life, whether it be relationships at work, wherever, it's all about getting us closer to living authentically. And for many people, getting divorced gets them closer to living more authentically.
Can you can you define living authentically to me? I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Living authentically is about being true to who you are. And when you're being controlled by someone else or suffocated or forced to do things you don't want to do or being made irrelevant or there's abuse involved, you're not really being true to who you are. That's why so many people stay in relationships where there's abuse or the kids are being abused and saying, well, because the Bible says I should stay married.
All right. But let me just run this by you because I understand where you're coming from. And it seems like you're using the extreme as the example.
Where no one would argue that people who are being abused should get out of that relationship.
Where there's abuse, that relationship should break up. Yeah. I'm guessing God doesn't love that, though. I mean, I'm guessing, you know what I mean? Like it's a necessary evil, but it's still bad.
All right, let's take the extreme out of the equation. So we're not talking about abuse. We're just talking about...
Unhappy.
Let's take this scenario, which is very common. Like you said, unhappy.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to change her, or she's trying to change me. All right? That happens a lot.
Okay. That's very common, right.
Right. when that continues and persists over the course of many years, you get to the point where you wonder, who the hell am I? I've become this person that the other person wants me to be. I'm not being true to who.
Right, got it. But you're saying God is in heaven chanting, divorce, 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 and doing a shot. How do you speak for God just because in your mind it sounds like it's reasonable what you're saying and you're using logic, but how does God love it?
Well, because I think God is an authentic and reasonable and logic person.
You like the word authentic, don't you?
Let me ask you this, though, Corey, divorced Corey. Let me ask you this, and that is that don't a lot of people who get married in the church and they do repeat those vows that say, we'll stay together till death do us part, so help me God, or however it goes, those are the people who are, you know, who you're basically saying, throw that out the window and chuck it if it gets tough, right?
No.
And not only that, but God loves it.
No, I'm not saying that, because I get that relationships are tough. I get that.
Uh-huh.
What I'm narrowing this down to is that when you have to be someone else in order for the relationship to work, what is the point of being married regardless of whether vows
right.
were made?
I understand that you're saying that, and it makes sense to me. How does God love that?
Because God also is a reasonable being and is appeals to logic. And I don't, in my experience of God, which on earth could be equated to an experience of your own mother or father, assuming that they are loving, okay. is I can't experience or imagine that my own father would want me to persist in a suffocating relationship
right.
just because some dude wrote it down 1,000 years ago.
I honestly don't know. I mean, maybe I don't run in those circles, but I don't know that many people who stay together in suffocating relationships because...
Let me ask you this question. How many people do you know who have an awesome marriage?
A lot. A lot of people. I know a lot of people who are very happily married and have been for a long time.
They should get divorced, though, because God
that would make
them.
God happy. All right, Corey, hang on one second. We only have a minute left, but I want to bring in a call. Arthur is on the line from Reseda. He is on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show with author Corey Donaldson. The book is called Don't You Get Divorced Until You Read This, and if you want to make God happy. Arthur, go ahead. You're on with the guest. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that the guy is honestly full of crap. I mean, think about it. If God really wanted divorce, why would he like keep on... you know, pushing people to get married and, you know, make Adam and Eve. I mean, it makes no point. The guy's just full of crap. He should just go back in the hole that he came from.
Okay, so your argument, sir, your intelligent argument this morning is that I'm full of crap and so you must be right.
Yeah.
No, I think he's saying why does religion and church push marriage so much if God wants divorce? If God doesn't want people to get married and stay married, why is that still the bedrock of our social environment?
Here's the truth about religion. Religion must get you to do things in order for them to stay relevant.
Okay. Let me ask you a follow-up question because this seems to be important. Do you believe in the God like Christians believe in God outside the universe, or is it just the energy field?
I believe in both, but I don't believe that God is restricted to any one book or any one entity. I believe that God is much larger than what most of us give credit for.
Okay.
Much larger. And so with that in place, it's the reason why I use reason and logic to go through this, because I get that if people use the Bible, they're going to say, well, everything that God says is in the Bible. And I don't believe. I don't believe that. I believe that God says a lot more than what
He has said a lot of stuff in Chicken Soup for the Soul. I know that.
I think that's possible. But I also think, Corey, that many people who believe in the Bible believe that humans can't begin to understand, you know, the expression God works in mysterious ways. I mean, if you just want to say that God is logical and only does things that are reasonable, which I think is another word you use, there wouldn't be tsunamis. There wouldn't be 9/11. There wouldn't be a lot of things. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in the world that we don't understand because we're not God. Don't you think?
No, I absolutely get that. And to say that, you know, you accept what's in the Bible because on a certain level because it's all mysterious, I don't accept that. I think the purpose of life is to be happy. And to be happy, we'd be authentic. And to me, it, you know, when your gut instinct conflicts with previous beliefs become irrelevant when they assault who you really are.
I see. So you don't. So there's no standard. And if you get divorced, which you did, by the way,
I did.
So now, because your gut tells you to get divorced, now you say God says divorce is great, and now you're happy. You don't have any problem.
I feel that God is supportive of the decisions that you know deep inside yourself you should make for yourself.
All right. We're out of time, Corey. The book is called Don't You Dare Get Divorced Until You Read This. What's that website if people want to pick it up?
Yeah, it's...
Take a break and come back on the world famous K-Rock.
Okay, that song ended. It's over.
Hey!
Not coming back. Not even close to coming back.
It's too late for the hey, too, by the way, Mike. It's not even going to save it. All right, where in the world is Amy Winehouse? We'll find out after 8 o'clock this morning as we once again call St. Lucia. Also, we have tickets for you to join us at the Hollywood premiere on Monday night, the red carpet with Grauman's Chinese Theater for The Watchmen. We've got those for you in the 8 o'clock hour as well. First, though, Ralph is on vacation. Time for the Showbiz Beat. I think it's the Bean edition this time. Here's an update on Jeremy Piven, by the way, which has been a great story that a lot of people have been following with interest. Remember, he dumped out of that Speed the Plow David Mamet play on Broadway, and the story was, and we all debated at the time whether it was likely that he really did have mercury in his body from eating too much fish, or if he was just making it up and didn't want to do the play.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he has to prove it. I mean, I guess...
for insurance purposes?
For insurance purposes, yeah. And the fact that he dropped out of the play and they considered that was detrimental to their star power on stage and everything like that. So there's actually going to be a hearing on it. And the New York Post says he is expected to bring the results of his blood test given to him by his doctor to defend his decision. The other side has insiders who claim that he was trying to get out of the show long before that, was overheard telling people backstage that he was bored out of his mind during the show and didn't want to continue to do it anymore. The tabloid also says that producers have a record of where his driver took him after performances, which might disprove his claims that he was so sick that he went home every night, which is what he told him at the time. Instead, sources say he was out on the town half the week.
Oh, this is fascinating.
So this could get very juicy.
We did have people who called in and say it is legitimate. I mean, you really can do that if you eat enough sushi over a period of time, which we doubted to begin with. So,
but it takes cojones to use that as an excuse. I mean, really, that takes some balls.
There's got to be some tests.
I guess. I mean, if he went to the doctor and was diagnosed that that's what it was, it seems like there would be proof and it would be end of story because he would be able to show that that was the case. But how much do you have to eat to have that happen? I mean, seriously.
That isn't good for you.
And did Beer Mug get it in 1 minute earlier this this morning with the oysters, the clams, and the tuna, you know?
Certainly hope so.
Here's a lawsuit I haven't heard too much about, but Eminem, who, as you know, is getting ready to come out with a new record, is suing Universal Music Group, which is his record label. He claims he is owed $1.6 million. Apparently, there is some sort of a discrepancy with the contract that he wrote, which was signed before the age of iTunes.
Oh.
And there's a different percentage that the artist gets based on the CD sales versus the iTunes sales. And Eminem thinks he is entitled to more money. And one of the reasons that this is going to be a lawsuit to watch is not just because it's Eminem and there's a lot of money at stake. It's because, you know, this could be the one that sets the standard for future contracts. So record companies, you know, they're making so much money these days anyway that I'm sure they can just afford it, right?
Sure.
Celebrity perfumes are big business, as you know. It seems like there are a lot of them out there, and a lot of them, I mean, you know, people like Jennifer Lopez make millions of dollars off of perfumes. I can't understand why somebody would want to go out and smell like J-Lo, but here's the latest one. Jenna Jameson has a new fragrance coming out.
Oh.
Let the jokes fly.
Insert your own joke here.
Nope.
It is surprise that it is called Heartbreaker, which is kind of her her nickname. Her tattoo is Heartbreaker.
Nope.
And it comes with a free poster of Jenna Jameson. I don't know what it smells like, and I really don't think I want to.
That isn't good for you.
This week's Hot Billboard CDs, we always love to see what people are buying because we know it's nothing that we play on our show.
You know, it's kind of disheartening.
It is Taylor Swift is the world that we're living in. Yeah. She is back at number one again. It's been on and off. That album's been number one for like 9 weeks or something like that. And, of course, she got a big boost from her performance on the Grammys. Taylor Swift's Fearless is number one. Charlie Wilson's new album, Uncle Charlie, he's an R&B singer, is number two. The latest from The Fray at three. Nickelback at number four.
Woo!
And, Kevin, the only reason I wanted to read this list is, you know what the number five album is?
Number five? Why would it make me upset?
Because it's I Am Sasha Fierce by Beyonce. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great song, that one.
I know you're a big fan of it.
I wish it repeated more. That'd be good.
Jerry Seinfeld coming back to television. That's a guy who was at the top of his game, one of the highest rated shows in television history, walked away from it while it was still number one and virtually disappeared after that. He's come out of hiding to do a couple of HBO specials, but in essence, he's out of show business. You never see him. You never hear about him. He did what everybody claims they're going to do, which is go away, but he really did it.
Although he did beat us over the head with B-movie.
He did. Yeah, that's true. He did do the B-movie.
That was an assault.
He is coming back to TV. He's got a new show called The Marriage Ref. It is not a sitcom. It's going to be on NBC. It's going to be a celebrity panel of judges who are going to give advice and judge couples who are in the middle of various disagreements in their marriage. So in other words, it's like a marriage court where you go to them and say, here's the argument that we're having. What do you guys got for me?
I would say that depends completely on the judges. If they're funny people, I could see
it. A guy like Jerry Seinfeld, I think, would be great for a show like this. He says to The Hollywood Reporter, it's not a therapy show. It's a comedy show. After 9 years of marriage, I have discovered the comic potential of this subject is quite rich. So
I'd like to see Sarah Silverman on that panel.
Yes.
Kathy Griffin. People like that.
And finally, what's Chris Brown been up to lately? Well, he is in anger management right now.
Nope.
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't been convicted of anything, so he hasn't been ordered to go to anger management. I don't know whether this is just something that he woke up one day and realized he's got a problem and he needs to go, or if this is his management saying that this will look good when you do get in front of the judge. But he has started anger management. He's only 19 years old, by the way, which I guess I didn't realize he was quite that young. His girlfriend Rihanna just turned 21. They're going to be in court apparently together on March 5th. So far, it is unknown whether Rihanna will testify or not, and that may have a lot to do with what ends up happening after that court date. Also disturbing, Star Magazine is the only place that's reporting this so far, but they're saying that Rihanna was pregnant at the time the incident took place.
No.
Really?
Which, no. Again, it's Star, so who knows, they could be making it up.
That isn't good for you.
They don't seem like a couple at the point that they ought to start bringing kids in, maybe, right now. Today's celebrity birthdays. Keyboardist Jonathan Cain from the band Journey is 59 years old today. Also, Michael Bolton, one of the worst singers in the history of the world. I bet even people who liked Michael Bolton and bought his records at the time now can't listen to them without thinking, what the hell was I thinking? Kevin, your friend Timmy C., the bassist for Audioslave and Rage Against the Machine, turns 41 years old today. Singer Erica Badu, with her kids 7 and Mars, is 38 today. And, of course, the reason we celebrate, Lisa so aptly put it earlier, that it's almost like February 26th is your birthday, because you get a little gift every year when we announce that it's Corrine Bailey Rae's birthday today. Kevin, you know something about her, right? Mm-hmm.
Kevin?
I say, Kevin, you know something about her, right?
Corrine Bailey Rae. An unforgettable moment with Corrine Bailey Rae. Wow. Corrine Bailey Rae. An unforgettable moment with Let's do it again.
Well said, Kevin.
Yeah, that was great.
The Gay Rock Show this week. I saw on the news yesterday that Blake Fielder Civil, the husband of Amy Winehouse, is now out of jail or rehab or wherever he's been for the last 14 months or so. And I know that they've had a strained relationship, but I wonder if that's the type of thing that might make Amy Winehouse think, you know, eventually I got to go back to my real life. I got to go back to civilization. I can't stay in St. Lucia forever.
I don't think she's ever going to do that. I think she's stuck there. I hope she comes back for Coachella, though.
By the way,
while we make these calls, you can call us at 1-800-520-1067 and stump me with Watchmen questions. We got tickets for the world premiere.
Okay.
Amy Winehouse has been in St. Lucia. She has been begging for drinks from people after she got cut off. She's been crawling on all fours, stealing people's drinks. She's a mess. And we've been tracking her through St. Lucia, and we've called 3 or 4 different places where they said she just left here. And we tried to get more details. They wouldn't tell us because we were guessing that they threw her out. And then she went.
But they've seen her, though. They've all seen her.
They have seen her. So it's time for Where in the World is Amy Winehouse?
Where in the world is Amy Winehouse? Where in the world is Amy Winehouse? Where in the world is Amy Winehouse? Let's call and find out.
Hey, so where is St. Lucia? Is it a Caribbean island, or is it down by Australia, or where the hell is it?
I don't know.
I think it's Bahamas.
Bahamas is what
we
heard,
could be totally wrong on that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have any idea. I never really heard of it much before, but Amy Winehouse certainly seems to have fallen in love with it.
We called us.
Cottages?
Hello, Amy Winehouse, please.
Amy Winehouse?
Yes, ma'am. Why are you laughing, ma'am?
That is... so funny.
Is Amy Winehouse there?
She shut down her apartment.
What? She's...
She was there, but she's not now?
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
She checked out.
She checked out. She did that a long time ago, ma'am.
Yeah, she's been checked out for years.
Did you ever see Miss Winehouse while she was staying with you?
No.
All right. Have you heard any rumors of where she is now?
I have no idea.
Because she's supposed to do a concert in mid-April, and we want to see if she's going to make it.
Yeah.
A concert in San Lucia?
No.
No,
in California, in the United States.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Have you heard any rumors about where she is?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
Darn it. All
but right. The people in your beautiful...
Newspaper. I know it was in the newspaper. She was somewhere around.
Sure.
Oh, okay. We may have to check that out.
But not at the Villa Beach Cottages. Right? No?
No. The people on your island are so tired of her. You want her to go home, right, ma'am?
Really? I have no idea. The thing about it is that St. Lucians are not very starstruck. So a lot of them couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right.
Yeah.
No pressure, no problem, right?
She's just, yeah. Did you say she's just another nice lady?
She's just another nice lady to us.
Nope.com. All right.
You're the best. You are wonderful, and I'm falling very deeply in love with you. I will come visit you soon, okay?
Okay,
bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow. She's the best.
I want to move there.
We have to all go there.
Everybody is so nice. Everybody we talk to is the nicest person in the world. Are they high, do you think?
Well.
That could be. Usually, any kind of an island that's a no pressure, no problem place is because of the weed. That's for sure.
All right, no Village Beach. Now we're going to call the Ginger Lily Hotel.
Okay.
Good afternoon. Thanks for coming to Ginger Lily Hotel. How may I help you?
Amy Winehouse, please.
Can you hold the line?
Sure.
Yes, we can. All right.
I think she was annoyed, by the way. That was an annoyed, can you hold on?
Yeah.
It is possible that the media have been all over them since Amy's been there, because you know the British tabloids are down there all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello, thanks for holding.
Yeah, Amy Winehouse, please.
I'm sorry, I have no Amy Winehouse.
Can you check your list for Krusty Crack Lips?
Pardon?
Skeletor McDruggy. I'm trying to think of names she might check in as aliases.
Yes, she might have a different name.
Maybe she's not under Amy Winehouse.
Right.
Ma'am, do you know who Amy Winehouse is, the very popular singer?
I'm sorry, you're calling the wrong hotel.
Do you know where she is? We're trying to find her. It's very important.
Have you heard where she is?
No, I haven't.
Okay, sorry to bother you, ma'am.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
No pressure, no problem. Okay. All right, well, that's enough for today.
One more.
Come on. Yeah, we could hit the jackpot with this
one. We got In on the Bay. I feel like she's at In on the Bay.
Sounds nice.
What is the motto of this show when it comes to phone calls, Kevin?
Why? Make one call when you can make one too many.
Exactly.
Is that it?
That's what it's about to happen.
Not
answering. Bingo. Call later. Boom goes the dynamite. So Monday in Hollywood at the Grauman's Chinese, there's going to be the Hollywood premiere with all the stars and director Zack Snyder of The Watchmen. This is a movie that people have been trying to make for 20 years, ever since the comic broke onto the scene back in the mid-80s. And Kevin, apparently, I didn't even realize this until recently, is the world's foremost authority on all things Watchmen.
Well, Bean gave me the book for Christmas, and I have gotten through about 15 pages.
Wow.
So,
say no more.
I mean, I don't know how people are supposed to stump me, but if they have questions that are specifically about The Watchmen and they do stump me, we can give them tickets to the Hollywood premiere.
Okay.
All right. Let's give it a try.
All right. Watch all the time, him?
Let's start with Andrea in Long Beach. Andrea is on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. All you have to do is ask Kevin a question from the Watchmen universe. If you can stump him, you are going to the premiere with the director and all the stars on Monday night. The movie doesn't open until Friday, by the way, March 6th. Hey, Andrea.
Hey.
What do you got for me?
What is Rorschach's real name?
Rorschach's real name is Louis.
No.
Is that correct?
No.
It's not Louis?
What is it?
Walter Kovacs.
Oh, of course.
Could I suggest that we give a hand to the first female that's called in for these tickets?
That's right.
Just about only.
You are. Are you all by yourself out there being a fan of The Watchmen?
No.
Nope. She's got her friends that are boys.
Guy friends.
Yeah. All right. Hold on.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Jonathan in Garden Grove on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, John. You ready to stump Kevin?
Uh-oh. Are you there?
Jonathan?
Sometimes if I put him back on hold and go back to him. Jonathan, are you there? Gone. Sorry.
All right. Nice try. Let's try John in Boyle Heights on line 6. Hey, John, Watchmen movie tickets for you if you can stump Kevin. Go ahead.
Yes. On the graphic novel, Dr. Manhattan shook hands with a president. Which president?
John Adams! Is that right?
Nope.
Dot com?
Nope.
Which president did he shake hands with?
JFK.
Yeah.
Yep. So before he died.
That's better than yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You may have stumped Kevin. By the way, I'd like to give Kevin some props here that he came up with another president named John. What do you expect from him?
That is good.
Let's try Johnny in Palmdale on line 2. Hey, Johnny, you can be on the red carpet in Hollywood Monday night to see the movie Before Your Friends if you can stump Kevin with Watchmen trivia. Go ahead.
All right. What year does the story of the Watchmen take place?
All right, he shook hands with JFK, so I'm going to go 2007. Is that correct?
No, it's 1985, but he didn't shake hands with JFK. The president in the story is actually Richard Nixon.
All right, people are lying to me.
What's going on with this?
People are lying.
Well, either
do we
way,
need
you
to take
wrong.
Those tickets away from the other John or what? Wow.
Scandal.
That is a scandal.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, John. Oh, wait, sorry, that's Kitty.
Ooh.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Nixon was the answer.
Nixon, it was JFK.
All right, listen.
Right before
do all white dudes look alike to you? Is that what's going on here?
Why do we believe one guy and not the other?
I don't, because that John sounded shaky. All right, what other line should we go to?
Let's go to a Jessica, our other female calling on line 8 from Mission Hills. Hey, Jessica, your chance to stump Kevin for Watchmen tickets. Good luck.
Hi. Okay. So how did Dr. Manhattan get his powers?
What? What did she say? I don't speak drunk.
She said, how did Dr. Manhattan get his powers?
Oh, bitten by a radioactive spider.
No.
How did he get them?
He got locked in the room, and that's how he got his whole body into radiation stuff.
So you're
with
saying
Nixon, though, right?
So you're saying he got locked in a room. That's the answer.
Yeah, he got locked in a room.
Okay.
Because
right.
he was getting the water.
All right, we're being punked. They're just making stuff up now.
Sadly,
at this
Kevin
point.
Doesn't know.
Here's the
to
problem.
Know
I don't really know the answers, so how is this working? They could say anything.
They are.
We got hit
anything.
By a radioactive car. Okay. Sure don't know.
We maybe should have saved this for when Ralph got back, I guess. All right. Congratulations. You have also won tickets for the Red Carpet World Premiere. We may have a couple more to give away on the air. We'll have one final day that you can win the tickets and see it before your friends. That'll be tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Way to stump Kevin.
You watch all the time him?
No, we're supposed to talk to my wife here. It's kind of weird that Mike knows the number. And I got to tell you something else about Psycho Mike and Donna and their blossoming romance is that Mike writes to Donna,
mm-hmm.
like sends her cards and stuff.
Right.
Really?
And the ones she doesn't save and take into her room with her, she puts up on the refrigerator like it's her kid. It's so weird. I don't know. There's something weird going on here.
Has anybody seen Psycho Mike? No doubt I'm going to put it up on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Wait, he says you go into your room. Would that be your bedroom as opposed to Bean's bedroom?
He means the basement.
Oh.
Oh.
To be shocked back down in the darkness.
That's what I
just
thought,
It just seemed like Psycho Mike had that number pretty much at the ready. I was just a little bit concerned about that. That's all.
No.
All right. The reason Mrs. Bean is on the phone here today is because Kevin was convinced she was leaving me and moving to Tokyo. But in fact, it was just a vacation with some friends. And she came back from Japan a couple of weeks ago. And she started telling me all these stories of the crazy stuff that goes on in Tokyo.
Hey!
And I know that the Eastern culture could not be more different than the Western culture. I mean, I know that you go to Europe and it's sort of American-esque and we're sort of European-esque because we all come from the same stock. But it's all different in Asia. And the stuff she was telling me about Tokyo sounded so crazy that I wanted to get her on the air to tell you guys about it and see if we can find out more info.
Well, and tomorrow morning we're doing the grand prize drawing. We're sending somebody to Tokyo to see Rise Against. That's
right.
So,
bitches.
So, Donna, the one thing that Bean told me that got me way interested is that you can rent a cat.
Yes. Oh, cat cafes. Yay.
Did you say cat cafes?
So there's a bunch of them?
I have to tell you that Tokyo is just awesome, and if it had not been for the bear cubs, I would not have come back.
Yeah, that's what
those are the puppies she's referring to.
Sure.
But yes, cat cafes are awesome because in Japan, living space is so small. I mean, you can have a $5,000 a month apartment, and it'll be 200 square feet. So people don't generally have pets.
Okay.
So what they do is they have what's called a cat cafe, where they have all these actor cats, and you can go in and you pay like 500 yen, which is about $6.50, and for a half an hour you can stroke a cat.
Hey, hey, hey now. All right. That must be a euphemism.
I'm in.
Which we were like, oh, it sounds so wonderful, and we went to Harajuku specifically to go to a cat cafe, and we got there, and literally, and this is another thing you need to know about Tokyo, it's all about lines. Whenever you see a line, just get in it, because if it's a line of Japanese people, it has to be good.
Okay.
So we got in this line of Japanese people, and it was all kinds of people. It was kids, it was little girls, it was, you know, it was salarymen in their suits, which, you know, kind of is a little scary.
Yeah.
But it was like 100 people long. And by the time we got to the front, it turned out it was a cat cafe. And so, you know, they bring you, you sip your tea, and you stroke a cat.
Yeah.
Which
is this
all...
code? Are we talking about a real, like, literal
no, like
cat?
No, like a real-life cat that, like, purrs. You get to pick your cat, too. They have all the cats photographed.
Oh. Donna, I'm worried. Do they have, like, private rooms where people take
That's
their cats?
That's a great question.
No
closed doors?
It's all completely above board. And
okay.
That does not mean that you won't see a creepy salaryman, like, in the corner really stroking the cat.
Right.
In general, it's completely above board. It's very well mannered. It's, you know, it's super clean.
But wait a second here. Who
like it?
I don't care how much you like cats or wish you had a pet. Who stands in line for however long it takes to get through 100 people to pay to borrow a cat for a few minutes? That just is crazy.
People who don't have pets.
You need your pet fixed. But then you walk up. Get that.
But then you walk up to the counter and point to the one you want.
No, no, no. You walk up to the photo board and you pick out the one that you want.
Yeah. Maybe you get the same one every week.
Those cats are so traumatized.
They're
you know that.
No, they're super. They're actor cats. They go back to a big trailer and they get massages and they get martinis.
See.
And they shower it off.
I want to be one of those cats.
I'm sorry. Did you say they shower it off? Is that what you said?
All right. This is Hawked Up. We're talking to my wife, Donna, who just got back from a trip to Tokyo, and she's telling us about some of the strange stuff that she saw.
Do the cats claw each other trying to get away from the Koreans in line?
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow. I had to
what?
Go there.
Koreans
oh, okay.
in Japan.
What about, like you could tell the difference, what about the place where you go and they feed you cake? What's
maid
that deal?
Maid cafes. Okay, so this is what I want to open
what's
in
it,
Seattle.
What's it called, Donna?
It's called a maid cafe.
Maid cafe.
Like the maids that come and clean up after you.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they have, and this was in Akihabara, and the thing you have to know about that is that that's the area of Japan where all sort of the tech geeks live.
Okay.
And tech geeks have a really hard time relating to people.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a bunch of these maid cafes, and what happens is frail little boys, you know, unisex looking little boys dress up as maids. They have like ruffly petticoats, and pretty little aprons,
would
little
you mind,
wigs.
What age are they average?
They're like 25.
Okay,
probably.
Good. All right. But over 18. Okay.
I hope so.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
I wasn't like SWAT and asking for ID.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. It's...
But I did go with kind of a pervy guy. I went with one of my friends, Robert, who's, you know, a complete like 1970s synchronized dancing bisexual.
Okay.
So he was really into the whole role playing thing. And apparently role playing in Japan is a very big deal.
So what does the maid do there?
So the maid,
clean
they
you?
Come and they take your order and you order tea and cake usually, or tea and some sort of.
You don't put them on your lap and stroke them?
Well, I guess you could. They do have private rooms.
That's where the private rooms are. Okay.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Maid cafes, you order your tea and your cake, and they come and they like very delicately put your sugar in, and they stir your tea for you, and then they lift your teacup and they feed you. So you drink, you know, you drink your tea out of the cup that they're holding, and then they serve you your cake. They spoon your cake into your mouth for you. Now,
okay, all
and,
right.
And
what's going on?
Now, there's definitely a lot of leering that goes on
right.
with this. I mean, like Robert was making me very uncomfortable with the way he was looking at our little Kia. But they do have things like they will rub your hands for you,
yeah,
or rub your feet for you,
yeah.
And they have private rooms for that.
Okay.
But it's very above board. Another member of the staff goes in with them to make sure that you're not. It's like you're
really?
Not allowed to touch the maid. The maid's allowed to touch you.
I suspect that happy happens, though. You know what I'm saying?
You can't take pictures. So I was really lucky that I got a picture of my bunny cake because they
wow.
not allow pictures.
They feed you cake.
They feed you. It's very, you know, it's funny. I thought that I was going to find it really, you know, I was going to be offended as a woman or just find it revolting, kind of perverse. It was really lovely having somebody feed me cake.
That's weird.
When we came back, my girlfriend Kirsten and I are like, hey, I think we'll open a maid cafe on Capitol Hill.
Let's feed each other cake. Come on now.
But you know what? All right. We've already opened one in Los Angeles. There is one in L.A.
What is it called?
What? It's called Royal Tea. Instead of like royalty, it's
right.
Royal Tea, and it's a maid cafe in Los Angeles.
We have to go.
Yeah,
wow.
It's awesome.
They'll feed us cake?
The other cool thing I wanted to tell you about Japan is in Akihabara, the tech place, they have these places called Animate. Instead of animation, it's Animate,
yeah.
A-T-E,
yeah.
Where you can go pick a program for a 2D or a 3D woman to have a relationship with. And they're programmed to, they, you know, go through the honeymoon phase with you, they get in fights with you, they move in with you.
They move out on you.
Yeah, they move out on you, they cheat on you. You know, it's like this whole progression of a relationship because these guys are so tech geeked out that they actually cannot speak to people. And I mean, and I saw some of them, like I asked one for directions and he just curled up in a fetal position and kind of like crawled away from me. So,
but wait, I don't understand. When you say you pick out a 2D or 3D, meaning something that you see
on a computer
screen that you have a relationship
absolutely.
With?
You buy a DVD and it has this progressive 3D animation that looks very realistic because these people can only relate in terms of anime.
But what if they're doing it with a
computer?
I'm sorry, what?
Just like your husband. Exactly like him.
If they're doing it on
no,
a computer, though.
I'm not bringing any home for my husband.
Why would they put arguments and stuff in? Why wouldn't they just make it all good
it's mostly all good, but I mean, they try to be as normal. I mean, they want it to be as normal a relationship as possible because it's something that they can't have with a real person on the outside. I mean, if it was all good, then it would be total fantasy. And I'm sure that a lot of guys pick stuff like that.
69.
Yeah.
This place is this. Tokyo sounds so honked up. Yet
no,
you have been raving about it ever since you got back.
Well, you just asked me about the pervy things. Like there, I mean, we went 1970s synchronized disco dancing at a club, which was super fun.
Wow.
There's, you know, drinks at the Grand Hyatt from Lost in Translation, which is pretty but super expensive.
Sure.
There's Ginza, where it's all like French tea shops, European designers, Japanese designers,
right. But,
very high end.
But you can rent a cat.
But you can rent a cat. I mean, but here's what you need to know about Tokyo is that even though role play is like a huge part of their culture,
mm-hmm.
it's a very accepted part of their culture. They do everything with the highest level of consideration and good manners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't eat or drink on the street because they don't want to create trash. I never saw a single piece of litter on the ground the whole time I was there.
It's because it's a death penalty.
They don't laugh or scream loud. They drink into oblivion, but they don't make scenes. I mean, everything is very, there's a lot of bowing, there's a lot of thank you, there's a lot of consideration, everything runs in a timely fashion, people don't get in fights, there's no crime. So, you know,
there's a lot of feeding you cake.
Their perversions.
It's got to come out somewhere. Yeah.
They have love hotels because, again, their living quarters are so tight and so, you know, so small. They actually go to these places called love hotels so that they can have relations with their girlfriends or their wives or their whores. And it's like a vending machine thing. It's all set up. It's very private, again, well-mannered, where you go to a vending machine, you see your room on the vending machine, you put your money, you know, you pick your room, you go to a window that's completely covered with drapes except for the bottom inch that's open, and you put your money in,
uh-huh.
and a guy hands you back the key. Nobody ever sees you. So
okay. And then you pick a woman out of the vending machine?
You can pick a woman out of the
200 bucks, and she just comes flying down into the slot?
The new thing in Tokyo, remember how like a couple years ago in Tokyo, it used to be you could like get girls' panties out of the vending machine?
Used panties, yeah.
Okay, panties are so yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So the new thing is you go to these clubs where these girls sit behind glass and they blow spit bubbles into a vial.
Well, I thought that was going to go a lot worse.
But they do it like so beautifully. They go,
okay.
Oh, no.
And then what?
They just sit there.
That's
like
what they do? That's it?
Girl outfit, and they spit into this vial for about 10 minutes until the vial is like half full, and then the man, you know, puts money through this little slot, and the girl exchanges the vial. And a lot of salarymen find this very satisfying.
What do you do with the spit? You use their DNA to clone them, or what?
I mean, I don't know. What were you going to do with the panties?
Open wide for Chunky.
Okay, Doc, that's enough.
All right. I got to go there. This sounds awesome.
No, I mean, I don't want people to think that Tokyo is not spectacular. It's spectacular. It's really fantastic.
But you can rent a cat.
But, you know, they definitely have a... what I find interesting is they're, you know, for as conservative as their whole environment is, they really do embrace, you know, different kinds of personal outlets, different preferences and proclivities and sexual outlets. And
No kidding. And
they do it in a very discreet way, but in a lot of ways, it's a lot more accepting than we are here in America, and we think we're all that.
So, hang on. Move to Tokyo.
All right. Important note
all right.
To self.
Well, listen, we're out of time. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, and thanks for coming on and sharing the stories with us. We appreciate it.
Sayonara.
Same to you. We're also out on vacation this week, so we're changing up a little bit, having different people do the showbiz beat. And Miss Cleo, our phone screener, is now here to look at the showbiz news.
Hey, guys. This is Miss Cleo with your last showbiz. So I think I have the reason why we cannot find Miss Amy Winehouse.
Oh, we've been calling all over St. Lucia.
Yes.
She didn't go home.
Reports say she's heading back to England.
Boo.
Really?
Like being
mentioned earlier, Mr. Blake, her hubby, was released from prison yesterday, and she is dying to get back home. She said hearing Blake was out brought lots of emotions back for Amy. This was a friend of hers.
But I thought he didn't want her. I thought they broke up.
She cheated on him while she was in St. Lucia.
That's what I was wondering. What's the reaction? What's the homecoming going to be like after she's been banging everything that moves down in the Caribbean?
No reports from Blake, but a friend of Amy says that she was really hurt that she was the last one to find out that he got released, and she's still desperately in love with him and wants to make it work.
She hasn't exactly been in contact, I don't think, with society.
No, she's too busy stealing drinks.
Yeah.
All right. This is so fabulous. Two people coming together to make music. When that happens, it's amazing.
Depending on who it is.
Lily Allen and Lindsay Lohan. They're going to make a single. They're coming together
to
record.
More than that, you know? You know, I wanted to make a baby.
Lindsay now? I don't know. She looks like a skeleton lately.
She's too skinny, but she's still pretty hot.
The only thing good are her boobs.
Yep.
And that's because I'm thinking they're fake. There's no way you lose that much weight
Take it easy, Caddy. No, we looked at Alex and I were looking at pictures, and she is seriously a walking skeleton those boobs.
I agree. She could eat.
Those boobs are not real.
It's scary looking. It's really scary looking.
There's no way.
They are. Yep, real.
That would be magic, though. Lily Allen and Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, it would.
In other news...
I had a dream like that last night, by the way.
What were they doing, Kevin?
Making music. Oh, okay. It was kind of boring.
That's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Drama on Dancing with the Stars, and it hasn't even premiered yet.
What?
One of the dancers, Jewel, had some tendonitis in her knees and might have some problems. She blogged about it yesterday saying, yuck, it's mainly my knee. I can't believe I got hurt so badly. And her husband, Ty, who's also... competing in Dancing with the Stars, is running around saying, told you so, because he said you were working it too hard. So she says she's determined and she will prove that no knee injury is going to stop her. But
Knee injuries never stop dancing.
Yeah, no, of course not, you know, because it's only...
This is a scandal that goes to the highest levels.
Apparently, I don't know, we'll see what happens, but it hasn't premiered yet.
I've never watched Dancing with the Stars, but I feel like I must if Steve-O is a contestant.
I
feel like I have to see that.
I watch it periodically, but this season looks so strong. There's just so many elements. You have to.
Until all the good people are gone. Yeah. Which Steve will be gone in like the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, like you only have to watch it one episode.
Yes. Yeah, dude.
I have some breakup news, guys.
Yep.
Chris Angel, Holly Madison, no longer.
Yes.
All right. No longer.
What a surprise.
Once you've been with Hef, who could possibly measure up?
Plus, he's a douchebag.
There is that.
There's that.
As well.
A source says they remain very close friends and wish the best of each other.
Yeah! That's his comment.
The Playboy pundit recently moved back with family, so there's that.
Isn't that like Alaska or something?
I don't know where she's from.
Alaska?
I have no idea.
Yeah!
And finally, I can't stand her anymore.
Who?
Katrina Durrell, a.k.a. Bikini Girl from American Idol.
Hey, what's wrong with her?
She was very nice when she came in on our show a couple weeks ago.
She was nice, and she could quite possibly be the smartest woman alive because She's now getting she's getting booked for club appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me how much they're offering her.
How much are they offering her?
$10,000
What?
Per appearance. Oh, per appearance. No. At club appearances. Here's the ticker, though. She's got to show up in a bikini.
So what?
Well, she'll love that.
For $10,000?
That reportedly offers up to as much as $10,000 to show up at a
nightclub. I will show up at a nightclub in a bikini for $10,000 as well.
I thought we were in a recession. Really?
Mm. Wow.
Really? Ugh. But she could quite possibly be the smartest woman alive. Because
she was on a reality singing show for a couple of weeks, and she can pull $10,000 for a night's work?
And didn't even make it to the top. America didn't even get to vote. And she's already pulling
in. Smartest woman alive. Yeah.
Really.
Marketing genius.
Ugh. Anyways. Celebrity birthdays today. Singer Michael Bolton turns 56. singer Erykah Badu is 38. Kevin, this one's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Corinne Bailey-Ray, 30.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think we have something, Mike.
Corinne Bailey-Ray, an unforgettable moment with an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Ray. Wow. Corinne Bailey-Ray, an unforgettable moment with Let's do it again. I was hungover, people.
Kevin, goddammit.
I was hungover.
It's my favorite tape. Favorite tape.
I know.
Bassist Tim Comerford from Rage Against the Machine is 41. And, Mike, best band ever, keyboardist Jonathan Cain of Journey turns 59.
Oh,
hit it, Mike.
No. Oh, dear God.
Just a small town girl.
Nope.
Living in a lonely world.
What's happening now?
She took the midnight train going in.
Journey.
That's the show.
Just
this
a city boy.
Okay, thank you, Miss Cleo. Very
Born
well done.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
Thank God you did something to shut her up.
I'm Miss Cleo. That's your showbiz for Thursday.
Thank you, Miss Cleo.
You're welcome.
Very well done.
Thank you.
I want to thank, although I'm not sure why, author Corey Donaldson for being on the program today. His book is called Don't You Dare Get Divorced Until You Read This. His website, if you want to check it out, is... What about this afternoon on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde? How's that shaping up?
K-Fed is fat.
Okay.
Have you seen the pictures of him?
He's getting bigger by the day.
It's like he ate another K-Fed. He really just exploded into fatness. So we'll talk about that. Plus, we have another qualifier for K-Rock's World Tour Destination number 5, which is Rise Against in Tokyo, where you can rent a cat.
Fantastic. All of that this afternoon starting at 5, but don't go anywhere because Cat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes. I'd like to rent that cat, I'll tell you that, with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including some Bush. Also, Foo Fighters, Coldplay, the band Rise Against, and more next on K-Rock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, the Cinco de la Tarde on the world famous K-Rock.
Freak me.
Oh, Lisa, come on. I know you get excited by the Sublime, but come on already. Your chance to qualify for destination number 5 of the K-Rock World Tour 2009 coming up later this hour. That grand prize drawing, by the way, tomorrow morning at around 7:15 on the morning edition of the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Kevin Federline, who frankly we thought we'd never hear from again after he divorced Britney Spears, is back in the news, Kevin. Really, he's back in the photo pages of the tabloids. Have you seen the dude lately?
He has eaten a full person, it looks like. Like, he has doubled his size.
He really has.
He's really ballooning.
If you want to ask how much weight has he gained, well, the answer is all of it. All the weight in the world is what he's now carrying around.
Fat.
And I guess, Lisa, you brought up a good point earlier in the week. I guess he used to kind of stay trim because he was a dancer. He was a professional dancer for a living, right?
Sure. So I'm sure he ate as much as he wanted, and it wasn't a problem.
He hasn't danced in 3 years, it looks like, and has been to the buffet every day for the 3 years.
Well, we got to find out more about why K-Fed is blowing up and not the way he always promised us he would. And he joins us on the phone this afternoon on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, K-Fed.
What?
Booyaka! Oh. K-Fed, are you having a donut right now, or what's the deal?
Lamb chop.
Lamb chop?
Yeah, man. Hungry, dog. Sundown, man. It's time to eat.
How much did you weigh when you married Brittany? How much do you weigh today, K-Fed?
I'm not a big fan of numbers, dog, but I would say I was about 165 when I got married.
Yeah,
yes.
That sounds about right.
I would say I'm... You know, give or take 10 pounds. I'm probably 240 now.
Fat. Yes, you are big.
You know, so, I mean, it's just like a little bit of weight gain. You know what I'm saying? There was the sympathy weight.
You've
when
doubled.
She was pregnant with all my children. You know what I'm saying?
But you've doubled in size, K-Fed.
I have. Look, dog, I'm not... I know you probably expect me to come here with a lot of Jessica Simpson-esque excuses about lighting and bad, you know, camera angles and whatnot. Dog, I'm fat. I've been eating a storm.
That is true.
And you know what the best part is?
Right.
I don't care. And I don't give an F because no matter what I do, I still collect paper out of Britney Spears' pocket.
Yeah, you do still get money from her from the divorce, and then of course all the child support, and then because you're sort of famous, I guess you can still pull hot chicks even though you're physically repulsive.
That's right, dog. I'm beating away them ladies with a stick, and it does. Like I said, wouldn't you do the same thing, dog? Lisa May, answer me this. You know what I'm saying?
I would be as big as a house.
That's right. If you could do whatever you wanted, there was no consequences.
Eat whatever I want.
Eat all that food you want to be eating. You know what I'm saying? I collect my paper. I get my ladies. I don't have to show up for anything. You know what my job is right now?
Right.
PlayStation. You know why?
That's
because
a good job.
Checks keep rolling in no matter how much PlayStation I play.
He's so much smarter than us.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I hope because now that you don't have to worry about making a living, I hope that you're not pursuing your god-awful rap music career.
Contraire, mon frère. I've been on a creative high, you could say. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's all them, like, chemicals in my dome piece from all that food I've been eating. But, man, it seems like all I want to do is make music, man. And, like, as always, my art, it replicates my life. You know what I'm saying? I didn't choose this. I was born a thug. So it's like I called up Black the Ripper and Dark Gable, you know, my production team.
Sure,
and we went to the chocolate lab, and I said, listen.
You haven't eaten that place yet?
That was actually pretty good, Lisa May. I'll take that. I'll accept that. That was pretty good. All right, so like I went to the chocolate lab, and I'm like, look, Eminem called me up. You know, he's my boy.
Eminem never called you.
Marshall hit me up on my cell.
Didn't
you know
happen.
What I'm saying? Beep, beep. You know what I'm saying? He's in my top five, and I'm like, hey, dog, I think I should remix Crack a Bottle. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to produce your new album, get it out there. Maybe I could do my own, you know, like mixtape version. And and of course, Eminem was like, whatever you want, K-Fed. You're the great white hope. You know, the greatest MC out there right now.
Yeah, he didn't say
free,
that.
Feel free to use my song. What I did was I took Crack a Bottle.
Yes.
And I made my own version about my life right now. It's called Gravy Bottle.
Gravy Bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit it, Steve.
Gravy bottle makes my body waddle like a plus size model. Eat it up is my motto. Uh-oh, my pants about to let go. They just can't take the pressure cause I'm poorly pudgy, fat, and obese.
Yeah, I was formerly known as K-Fed, but now I step on the scale and the numbers turn my face red. The numbers keep rising, I'm never exercising. Buying up all the fast food that they be advertising. It's just so appetizing, my diet's not surprising. Comprised of mostly ice cream and pie. Aye, aye, aye.
I'm the white male Oprah. Eating's how I cope, my metabolism's broken. The cookie jar is open.
I haven't seen my penis in months because my gut covers it up like an umbrella. I'm not a skinny fella. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is this getting through to you? If you're a fan of thinner men, then I'm probably not that appealing to you because I'm fat. Let's face it.
By the way, you gonna finish that? Because I wouldn't want to waste it. Oh, so good.
Man moves atop a pot belly. My ass is made of cheese and my thighs are made of jelly.
Bacon plus the butter on some beer with a burrito. You know I just go crazy for them flaming hot Cheetos. I'm K-Fed, but you can call me K-Fat. And it's spelled with an F and I'm sure about that. Sing it.
Gobble, gobble, I'm eating full throttle. Shaped like an avocado. Watch my fat body waddle. I ain't lying, my chins are multiplying, and the donuts that I'm buying make me portly, pudgy, fat, and obese.
Yeah, that's right, I'm K-Fed, straight up for 09. Remember, life is like a box of chocolates. Eat them mother up. I'm fat.
I'm fat. Rock.
I've never heard anyone enjoy their fat quite as much.
Listen, no, he does.
My weight ain't the only thing that's going up. Your ratings is going through the roof after you played that bomb track.
Thank you. First, though, we'll check out what's going on with the Afro Line. This is your part of the show. You call us, leave a message on any topic 24 hours a day, and then if we like it, we play it back on the radio.
I'm not sure why people who work here on the show call the Afro Line.
It seems like they can get to us other ways.
But Dave, the King of Mexico, has a complaint, and he is very vocal about this particular one. He's a huge fan of The Amazing Race, and he's a huge fan of High Def.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like those two are going together.
Hey, Kevin, what up? It's Dave, King of Mexico. Have you seen The Amazing Race this season?
It has had some of the best challenges, and they have visited the best locations in the world. Yet, they have one problem with the show. It's not in HD!
That is shocking at this point that a show like that on a major network that is such a big hit would not have already made the change.
Well, we were thinking it's because they have to, so many camera crews, because they have to be in so many different places.
Right.
I would think that would make it difficult.
Follow everyone. Yeah, I would think so too.
But other people are learning how to. I mean, haven't they been doing it at Survivor? Yeah, but they don't move every day.
Not like that.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe those small portable cameras that they have to take on all those challenges, maybe it's just too expensive to get them for high def or something. I don't know. But Dave certainly could have just walked in and told us that.
Yep.
He didn't have to make a phone call.
We're going
to
do something about it?
Well, we have that kind of power.
Okay.
We also have the power over women. A lot of people don't realize that.
I didn't realize that.
K-Rock audience is out there looking out for Bean and I.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, did you hear? Megan Fox is single again. Now you guys have a chance.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wow, is she rubbing salt in that wound? Now you guys have a chance. Not. You might as well just have said that.
Was she laughing?
I think so.
Hey, what is Chris Brown's favorite sport?
What is Chris Brown's favorite sport?
Soccer!
Here is a tip for Bean on going to shows.
Hey, guys. I know it hasn't been talked about in a while. But with Coachella coming up and being in India where it's going to be very hot, I just wanted to remind Bean that wearing your hair in a ponytail, no matter how hot it is super gay. And therefore, wearing your hair in two ponytails at the same time, double super gay.
So he hasn't forgotten last year's weenie roast, it sounds like.
When
no
I saw
has.
Bean at last year's weenie roast, I looked up at the skies and I said, thank you, God. That was one of the best things I've ever seen.
There may have been some pigtails working.
Two.
Yeah.
Ralph's been on vacation, so we've been having other people fill in on the Showbiz Beat during the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa May did it yesterday, and the reviews are very, very positive.
Okay.
If you guys ever let Lisa May do the entertainment report again, K-Rock will mysteriously burn down.
Wow.
Dude.
Because I'm on fire.
Because you're that hot.
Yesterday or the day before, when did you throw up, Mike? We were watching the One Girl, One Tail.
Last week.
Last week? Yeah. That's what this call's about.
Hey, guys. Want to call and let you know that that I, too, have a tail. It's like 8 or 9 inches long. It's on backwards. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And by 8 or 9 inches, I mean like 2 or 3. Does that do anything for you, Lisa? Get your
So he's got a thumb in the front?
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, it's 5 de la tarde. What a corrido, Zafu. I mean, you guys should play Mexican music. You know, Los Tigres del Norte, Tucanazo, you know, Cama, 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 Cama. Yo. I love that song, okay? I just wanted to let you guys know that I love Cinco de la Tarde. I love you guys trying to be Mexican, you know, ha, 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 funny. And I really need some Mexican music.
All right.
We'll make a note of it. Minutes away from a full hour of great K-Rock music with our friend Nicole Alvarez. That is coming up. First, we'll look at the Showbiz Beat. Ralph is on vacation this week. We are keeping you posted with everything going on in Hollywood. And this is the news that I promised you. Big movie news. I know you're all going to be excited. The final piece in the puzzle.
Yes.
Michael Cera has finally agreed that he, too, will participate in the Arrested Development movie, ladies and gentlemen.
Awesome.
That's great news.
We, like many of you, were huge fans of the show, and I still can't get my head around that 2.5 Men has been on for like 8 years now, and Arrested Development lasted barely 3, because it does seem like it's one of the greatest shows in the history of TV. Like, how could that show have not been a huge hit and still be on the air? But at least, you know, we've been comforted with the fact that there was a movie coming out. Jason Bateman is on, has signed on. Portia de Rossi, Will Arnett, Tony Hale, Jessica Walter, Jeffrey Tambor, David Cross. They've all agreed to the film. However, Michael Cera, up until this point, we've been told, well, either he's too busy because he does seem to have a pretty active film career, or he was waiting to see the script or whatever. But for whatever reason, it has finally been pushed through, and he has now confirmed that he will be part of the movie, too.
That's the best.
Let's make it happen.
If you didn't see that show, by the way, it's available on DVD, and it is great.
It is. It's totally worth renting.
I don't know if you remember the history of 71-year-old Warren Beatty, but he was a major movie star in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s?
60s and 70s, a very multiple Academy Award winner, considered quite the ladies' man until he settled down a few years ago when he married Annette Bening.
Yeah.
71 years old, he has now apparently asked Lindsay Lohan to move in with he and his wife.
I have also asked Lindsay Lohan to move in with me and my wife.
She's 23.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He says that he's got a guest house she can live in, and they're going to work on a project together so they can run lines together.
So she has to live there?
Apparently that's what he would like to happen.
Is that what he told his wife?
The Inquirer is saying that, yes, I imagine so.
Honey, we need to have her here so we can run lines.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess she's young and hot if you like that, but you know
this
that conversation is going.
Just the
is
work.
Going. Right.
That's the work.
That's the best. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I think she should do it. I think that's an awesome idea.
Hey, Lindsay! Lindsay! Lindsay Lohan!
Well done. Speaking of guest houses, here's an update on a story that we haven't talked about in some time. Remember when Morgan Freeman got in that awful car accident in Mississippi?
Yeah.
He was driving home from a bar in Mississippi. He had a white woman in the car with him, and there were a lot of rumors. First of all, it seemed like his marriage broke up right after that, and people were speculating that maybe his wife kind of found out about this other woman after the accident.
Wasn't like the other woman like his wife's best friend or a good friend
I think
of hers?
Goddaughter? Like somebody
that.
Like...
Yeah, something
I think
like
they
that.
Knew somebody.
Yeah.
Well, according to the reports that are now starting to come out, he offered her a ride home and said that he claims to this day, by the way, that it was completely platonic. He said that he wasn't even going to be in the same house as her. Forget your own room. I'm giving you your own house. You're going to stay in my guest house. I'll give you a ride home and you can stay in the guest house. OK, I don't know what the exact relationship was between this woman and Morgan Freeman. But now she has filed a lawsuit claiming that he was drinking before they crashed when they had dinner together.
Oh,
had
no.
At least one more when they went to meet some friends before they headed home. On the way home, when he was dropping her off, he lost control of the car, ran off the side of the highway. She got a broken wrist and several other serious injuries. Now she's looking for money to repay the medical expenses along with the pain and suffering. But it seems like if she knew all of this ahead of time, she saw how much he'd been drinking, and she still got in the car and went with him, it's a little bit on her, I think.
I agree. Where does personal responsibility come
that
in?
That seems pretty lame. If she was with him the whole time, this is just a woman looking for money.
Yeah,
that's
clearly.
Kind of what it sounds like, yeah. But
he's Morgan Freeman.
He's God.
He's God.
Yeah, he's God. So he can clearly smite her. So I don't think he's worried about this. But anyway, that's an update on a story we haven't heard about in a while.
Hugh Hefner is asking Kate Winslet if she would like to be in Playboy.
I'm sure he is.
I would like to applaud him for that, and I would like her to do that as well. Although, just before the Oscars, she did promise that she was done with nudity.
Yeah.
And I'm saying not so fast. Take it easy a little bit.
You know, there's a lot of movies you can rent, Kevin.
Yes, there are.
To see Kate Winslet really, really naked.
But that doesn't mean that future movies wouldn't be just as good with her naked. Let's not rush into anything is what
right.
I'm saying.
Okay.
Let's fully consider the opportunity.
He doesn't get a lot of those A-listers to strip down anymore. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, there'll be someone who'll come along like Charlize Theron who'll think, hey, this is Playboy. I mean, this is an American institution. It's an honor to be in the magazine, and I'll go ahead and do it. So maybe he thought it doesn't hurt to throw the offer out there. Maybe Kate Winslet grew up wanting to be a Playboy bunny or something.
Please, God, please, God, please, God. Please
I would like that very much to be true. Speaking of hot naked females, Jenna Jameson back in the news. She hasn't had her babies yet, has she? She's still like mega pregnant?
No, she hasn't.
I don't think so.
Okay. Apparently, she is keeping busy. Obviously, she's not doing the work she's most famous for, but she's keeping busy right now with some of her business deals. The New York Daily News is reporting that she is getting ready to launch a new perfume called Heartbreaker, which is her nickname. She's got that Heartbreaker tattoo that we've all seen repeatedly many times on many certain evenings.
Yes.
Anyway, it's going to be a new fragrance. It does not say what it will smell like. I don't even want to imagine, but it does come with a free Jenna Jameson poster. So you got that going for you.
Scratch and sniff?
Maybe.
For men or women?
If you had to guess the ingredients of this perfume, Kevin, what would some of them be?
Some sweet-smelling, like fruity kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Really? How would you sum that up in one word?
No.
Lisa!
What are you talking about? You can't...
Why would you say that?
What is wrong with you? Come on!
So much better. So much better that way.
We have corrupted Lisa.
No, I didn't see that, Kevin.
That's what she said.
All right.
Birthdays, celebrity birthdays. Jonathan Cain of Journey is 59. Michael Bolton is 56. Timmy Comerford from Rage Against the Machine, 41 years old. He's the dude that had a bunch of tattoos and then didn't like them, so he just pretty much tattooed his upper torso black.
Well, that's one way to go about it.
I really love that. Erykah Badu, the singer, is 38. What are her kids' names, Bean?
Well, she had seven, her son, a few years ago with one of the dudes from Outkast. And then just this past month, she had a little girl, and she named that baby Mars.
There you go.
Seven was not the number of kids. It is the baby's name.
That was the baby's name. And exactly, Mars. Yes.
And some singer that I've never heard of, Corinne Bailey Ray, is 30 years old today.
Oh, it's interesting that you haven't heard of her, because remember, she was on the Grammys a few years ago, back when you were the announcer for that show.
I think
we have some tape to refresh your memory.
I don't think we do.
Corinne Bailey Ray. An unforgettable moment with an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey Ray.
Wow.
An Corinne Bailey Ray. An unforgettable moment with
Let's do it again.
Well said, Kevin.
See, that refreshes your memory right now. You know
I don't
who we're talking
anything about.
About
that. That wasn't me.
What about tomorrow morning's all-new Kevin and Bean show? Worth coming in for a Friday?
I don't think so. I got to be honest.
Well, okay, I'm staying home.
We got the movie beat. Mr. Movie Phone will tell us which movies are in the theaters. Very excited about that.
All right.
Manny Ramirez, I don't know if you've heard this, but he has been offered $25 million by the Dodgers with a second optional year.
Right.
Worth $20 million, and he's thinking about it.
Wow.
Yeah, hasn't made up his mind yet.
He's something.
Yeah. And we're going to do the grand prize drawing. We're going to send somebody to Tokyo.
Hey, guy!
Hi! To see Rise Against. It's the K-Rock World Tour, 7:15 tomorrow morning. We will do the grand prize drawing.
Okay.
So I hope you'll be here for that, but don't go anywhere, because Nicole is next with that 60 minutes of commercial-free K-Rock music, including some Nine Inch Nails, also The Killers. We got Linkin Park, Beastie Boys, new music from Papa Roach, and more. It's all straight ahead right here on K-Rock.